ജയം വിഷുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിപ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയ ചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹർഷിയിലെ പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് ജയം നിത്യലീല പ്രവിഷ്ട വിഷുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിപ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തിസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹർഷിയിലെ പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് നാമാചാര്യ ശ്രീ ഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർക്ക് പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ട ഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനിക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാമിക്ക് മായപ്പൂർ ധാമിക്ക് മധുരപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരി ധാമിക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സാമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ഗോൾ പ്രേമാനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ശിശി ഗുരുവൻ ഗൗരാംഗ ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ശീല പ്രഭുപാദ നമാം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണ പ്രസായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനി നാമിനി നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശതാരിണി ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാം ഉദ്ധര ഭവാർണവാൽ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷ കൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാനാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലസർവദാ ത്വയ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവ ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പദയോർസ്തവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാദസ്ത്വം നോ യദ പ്രഭോ നാമസങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമന തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യദോന്മയാദിതരതശ്ചാർത്തേഷ വിജ്ഞസ്വരാൻ തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദായ ആദികവേ മുഹ്യന്തി യത്സൂരയാം തേജോ വാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷാം ധാന്നാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസകുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി ധർമ്മപ്രോജ്ജിത കൈതപുത്ര പരമോ നിർമ്മത്സരാണം സദാം വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനി കൃതേ കിം വാവരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭി തൽക്ഷണാൽ നിഗമകൽപതരോർഗളിതം ഫലം ശുഖമുഖാത് അമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിബത ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോ രസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാ സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നുമാം യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുഭേദമഭേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈവായനോ വിരഹകാതരമാജുഹാവാം പുത്രേതി തന്മയതയത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിമാനതോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖില ശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപമതിതിദീർഷതാം തമന്ധം സംസാരിനാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനമുപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തദോ ജയമുദീരയേൻ കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണു ക്വണിതാദൃതാനനേന്ദോഹ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭതാം മുരാരേ മധുരന്ന കണികാവി കാവി കാവി नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमदे भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रजारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणी श्रीमल गुरुचरणारविंदाभ्याम नमः। वंदे नंद व्रज स्त्रीणां पादरेणमभीष्टशा यासं हरिगदोद्गीतं पुनादि भुवनत्रयं गोपीचरणारविंद परमानवे नमः। पीतांबरं करविराजित चक्रशंखं कौमोदगी सरसिजं करुणा समुद्रं राधा सहायमतिसुंदर मंदहासं वातालयेशमनिशं प्रतिभावयामि। कोमलं कूजयन् वेणुं श्यामलोयं कुमारका वेदवेद्यवरं ब्रह्म भासदां पुरतो ममां। मुखं करोति वाजालं पंगुं लंघयदे गिरिं यल्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानंदमाघवं। श्रीकृष्णाय नमः। श्रीमद् राधिकाय नमः। सर्वत्र गोविंद नाम संकीर्तनं गोविंद गोविंद। ओम पार्थाय प्रतिबोधिदां भगवदां नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रदिदां पुराण मुनिनां मध्ये महाभारतं अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणी भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनीं अम्बत्वामनुसन्धदामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी। नमोस्तुते व्यास विशाल बुद्धे हुल्लारविन्दायत पत्रनेत्र येन त्वया भारत तैल पूर्ण प्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमय प्रदीप प्रपन्न पारिजाताय तोत्रवे त्रैकबाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृत दुहे नमः। सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दुग्धा गोपाल नंदन पार्थो वत्स सुधीर भोक्ता दुग्धम गीतामृतम मह। वसुदेव सुतं देवं कंसचाणूरमर्दनं देवगी परमानंदं कृष्णं वंदे जगद्गुरुं। भीष्मद्रोणतटा जयद्रथजला गांधार नीलोल्पला शल्यग्राहवदी कृपेण वहनी कर्णेन वेलाकुला अश्वत्थामा विकर्ण घोरमकरा दुर्योधनावर्तिनी सोतीर्ण खलु पांडवैरण नदी कैवर्तक केशवा पाराशर्यवजसरोजममलं गीतार्थगन्धोल्कटं नानाख्यानगकेसरं हरिकथा संबोधनाबोधितं लोकैः सज्जनषल्पदैरहरहपेबीयमानं मुदा भूयाद्भारतपङ्कजकलिमलप्रध्वंसिनश्रेयसे। मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयदे गिरिं यल्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुदास्त्वन्वन्दि दिव्यैस्तवैर्वेदैर्सङ्गपदैर्क्रमोपनिषदैर्गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थितद्गदेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुःसुरा सुरगणैः देवाय तस्मै नमः। सर्वत्र गोविन्द नाम सङ्कीर्तनं गोविन्द गोविन्द। So, continuation after killing Kamsa, after killing Kamsa in the 50th chapter, Kamsa's wives, which are Jarasandha's daughter, goes and complains to Jarasandha, which we have read in the last chapter. We'll read one more chapter and then we'll talk about it. 51, chapter 51. Ekavanjashatamodhyaya Shri Shukuvajam Tam Viloka Vinishkandam Ujjihanam Ivodubam Darshaniyadamam Shyamam Pidagosheya Vasasam Shri Valsavakshasam Brajal Kausubhamukta Gandharam പൃഥു ദീർഘചതുർബാഹും നവ കഞ്ചാരുണേക്ഷണം നിത്യപ്രമുദിതം ശ്രീമൽ സുഖപോലം ശുചിസ്മിതം മുഖാരവിന്ദം ബിഭ്രാണം സ്ഫുരന്മകരകുണ്ടലം വാസുദേവോ ഹയമിതി പുമാൻ ശ്രീവത്സലാഞ്ജന ചതുർഭുജോ അരവിന്ദാക്ഷോ വനമാല്യതിസുന്ദര. ലക്ഷണേർനാരദ പ്രോക്തർ നാന്യോ ഭവിതുമർഹതി നിരായുധശ്ചലൻ പദ്ഭ്യം യോത്സ്യനേന നിരായുധ ഇതി നിശ്ചിത്തയവന പ്രാദ്രവന്തം പരാമുഖം അന്വധാവർജുകൃഷ്വസ്തം ദുരാപമവിയോഗിനാം ഹസ്തപ്രാപ്തം ഇവാത്മാനം ഹരിനാസ പദേ പദേ നീതോ ദർശയതാ ദൂരം യവനേശ്വദ്രികന്ധരം പലായനം യതുകുലെ ജാതസ്യതമനോചിതം ഇതി ക്ഷിപന്നുനുക അനുഗതോ നൈനം പ്രാപാഹദാശുഭ ഏവം ക്ഷിപ്തോപ്യ ഭഗവാൻ പ്രാവിശദ്ഗിരികന്ധരം സോപി പ്രവിഷ്ടസ്തത്രാന്യം ശയാനം ദദൃശേ നരം ശനൈരുന്മീലോചന ദിശോ വിലോകയൻ പാർശ്വേ തമദ്രാക്ഷീതവസ്ഥിതം സദാവത്തസ്യ ദൃഷ്ടിപാദേന ഭാരത ദേഹജേനാഗ്നിനാദഗ്ധോ ഭസ്മസാദഭവൃക്ഷണാൽ രാജോവാച കോ നാമ സപ്പുമാൻ ബ്രഹ്മൻ കസ്യ കിം വീര്യമേവ ച കസ്മാർ ഗുഹാം ഗത ശിഷ്യേ കിന്ദേജോയവനാർദ്ധന ശ്രീശുകോവാച സ ഇക്ഷ്വാകുകുലേ ജാതോ മാന്ധാന്ധ്രുതനയോ മാന്ധാതൃതനയോ മഹാൻ മുജുകുന്ദൈതിഖ്യാതോ ബ്രഹ്മണ്യ സത്യസങ്കര സ യാജിത സുരഗ്ണൈ ഇന്ദ്രാദീരാത്മരക്ഷണേ അസുരേ ബിപരിത്രസ്തേ ദ്രദ്രക്ഷാം സോകരോച്ഛിരം ലബ്ധ്വാ ഗുഹം ദേ സുബാലം മുജുകുന്ദമഥാ ബ്രുവൻ രാജൻ വിരമതാം മൃക്ഷാത് ഭവാൻ പരിപാലനാൽ നരലോകേ പരിത്യജ രാജ്യം നിഹതകണ്ടകം അസ്മാൻ പാലയതോ വീര കാമാസ്തേ സുറമുജിത സുതാമഹിഷ്യോ ഭവതോ ജ്ഞാതയോ അമാത്യമന്ത്രിണ പ്രജാശ്ചതുല്യകാലീയം സാധൂനാം സന്ധികാലിതാം കാലോ ബലിയാൻ ബലിനാ ഭഗവാനീശ്വരോ വ്യയ പ്രജാകാലയതേ ക്രീഡൻ പശുപാലോ യഥാ പശുൻ വരം വൃണീഷഭദ്രം ദേ ഹൃദയ കൈവല്യമദ്യന ഏകമേവേശ്വരസ്തസ്യ ഭഗവാൻ വിശ്വരവ്യയ ഏവമുക്തസവേദേവാൻ അഭിവന്ദ്യ മഹായശ അശൈഷ്ടമഹാഗുഹാവിഷ്ടോ നിദ്രയാ ദേവദത്തയാ സ്വാപം യാതം യസ്തു മധ്യേ ബോധയത്തു ഓമചേതന സത്വയാ ദൃഷ്ടമാത്രസ്തു ഭസ്മീഭൂതദക്ഷണാൽ യവനേവ സ്മസാ നീതേ ഭഗവാൻ സാത്വദർശഭ ആത്മാനം ദർശയാമാസാത്മജകുന്ധായ ധീമതേ തമാലോക്യഘനശ്യാമം പീതകൌശേയവാസസം ശ്രീവത്സവക്ഷസം രാജൽ കൗസ്തുഭേന വിരാജിതം ചതുർഭുജം രോചമാനം വൈജയന്ത്യാചമാലയ ചാരുപ്രസന്നവദനം സ്ഫുരൻ മകരകുണ്ടലം പ്രേക്ഷണീയം നൃലോകസ്യ സാനുരാഗസ്മിതേക്ഷണം അബീച്ചവയസമ്മത്ത മൃഗേന്ദ്രോദാര വിക്രമം പര്യപ്രച്ഛ മഹാബുദ്ധി തേജസാ തസ്യ ദർശിത ശങ്കിതാശനകേ രാജ ദുർദർശം ഇവ തേജസ മുജുകുന്ദവാച കോ ഭവാനിയ സമ്പ്രാപ്തോ വിപിനേ ഗിരിഹരേ പദ്ഭ്യാം പത്മബലാശാഭ്യാം വിജരസുരുകണ്ഡകേ കിംസി ത്വേജസിനാം തേജോ ഭഗവാൻ വാ വിഭാവസോ സൂര്യസോമോ മഹേന്ദ്രവാ ലോകപാലോ പരമപി വാ മന്യേ ത്വാം ദേവദേവാനാം ത്രയാണാം പുരുഷർഷഭ യൽഭാദസേ ഗുഹാദ്വാന്തം പ്രദീപ പ്രഭയാ യഥാം ശുശ്രൂഷതാം അവ്യലീകമസ്മാകം നരപുംഗവ സ്വജന്മകർമ്മഗോത്രം വാ കഥ്യതാം യതിരോചതേ വയം തു പുരുഷവ്യാഘ്രം ഐക്ഷ്വാകാക്ഷത്രബന്ധവ മുജുകുന്ദമിതി പ്രോക്തോ യൗവനാശ്വാത്മജ പ്രഭോ ചിരപ്രജാകരശാന്നോന്ദ്രയോ വഹതേന്ദ്രിയ ശയേസ്മിൻമുജനേ കാമം കേനാപ്യഥോപിതോധുന സോപീഭസ്മികൃതോ നൂനം ആത്മീയേനേവ വാൽപന അനന്തരം ഭവാൻ ശ്രീമാൻ രക്ഷിതോ മിത്രശാദന തേജസാതേ അവിഷഹ്യേണ ഭൂരി ദ്രഷ്ടും നശക്നുമ ഹതൌ ജസോ മഹാഭാഗ മാനിനീയോസി ദേഹിനാം ഏവം സംഭാഷിതോ രാജ്ഞ ഭഗവാൻ ഭൂതഭാവന പ്രത്യാഹ പ്രഹസൻ വാണ്യാ മേഘനാഥ ഗഭീരയ ശ്രീ ഭഗവാനുവാച ജന്മകർമാവിധാനാനി സന്ധിമേങ്ക സഹസ്രശ ന ശക്യന്തേനു സംഖ്യാതു അനന്തത്വാന്മയാഭി കുജിദ്രജാംസി വിമമേ പാർത്ഥിവന്യുരുജന്മഭി ഗുണകർമാഭിധാനാനി നമേ ജന്മാനി കർഹിച്ചിൽ കാലത്രയോപവന്നാനി ജന്മകർമാണി മേ നൃപ അനുക്രമന്തോ നൈവാന്തം ഗച്ഛന്തി പരമർഷയ തദാപ്യതന്യനാന്യങ്ക ശൃണുഷഗതോ മമ വിജ്ഞാപിതോ വിരിഞ്ചേന പുരാഹം ധർമ്മഗുപ്തയെ ഭൂമേർഭാരായമാണാം അസുരാണാം ക്ഷയായ ച അവതീർണോ യതുകുലേ ഗൃഹമാനഗതുന്ദുവേ വദന്തി വാസുദേവേദി വസുദേവ സുതം ഹിമാം കാലനേമിർഹതക്കം സ പ്രളംബാദ്യശ സദ്വിഷ അയം ജയവനോ ദഗ്ധോ രാജംസ്തേ തിഗ്മചക്ഷുഷ സോഹം തവാനുഗ്രഹാർത്ഥം ഗുഹാമേതാമുപാഗത പ്രാർത്ഥിത പ്രചുരം പൂർവം ത്വയാഹം വക്തവത്സല വരാൻ പ്രണീഷുരാജർഷേ സർവാൻ കാമാൻ ദദാമിതേ മാം പ്രപന്നോ ജനക്കച്ഛന്ന ഭൂയോർഹതി ദുശോചിതം ശ്രീശുഗവാച ഇത്യുക്തസ്തം പ്രണമ്യഹം മുജുകുന്ദോ മുദാ അന്വിതാ ജ്ഞാത്വാ നാരായണം ദേവം ഗർഗവാക്യമനുസ്മരൻ മുജുകുന്ദോ വാചാം വിമോഹിതോയം ജനമീശമായ ത്വദീയയാ ത്വാം ഭജത്യനർത്ഥദൃക് സുഖായ ദുഃഖ പ്രഭവേഷു സജ്ജതേ ഗൃഹേഷു യോഷിൽ പുരുഷശ്ച വഞ്ചിതാഹം ലബ്ധ്വാ ജനോ ദുർലഭമത്രമാനുഷം കഥഞ്ചിത് അവ്യംഗമയത്നധോ നഖ പാദാരവിന്ദം നഭജത്യ സന്മതിർ ഗൃഹാന്തകൂപേ പതിതോ യഥാ പശു മമേഷകാലോചി നിഷ്ഫലോകലോ രാജശ്രീ ഒന്നധമതസ്യ ഭൂപതേ മർത്യാത്മബുദ്ധേ സുതധാര കോശവുൽ ആസജ്ജമാനസ ദുരന്ത ചിന്തയാ കലേപരേസ്മിൻ കടകുഢ്യ സന്നിപേ നിരൂഢമാനോ നരദേവമിത്യഹം ബൃധോരഥാഭാഷപദാത്തനീകവേ ഗാംഭര്യണം ത്വാഗ്നയാൻ സുദുർമദ പ്രമത്തമുച്ചേരിതി കൃത്യചിന്തയാ പ്രവൃദ്ധലോപം വിഷയേഷു ലാലസം ത്വമപ്രമത്ത സഹസാ വിപദ്യസേ ക്ഷുല്ലേലിഹാനോ ഹിരിവാഹുമന്ദകാം പുരാരഥേഹേമ പരിഷ്കൃതേശ്വരൻ മതംഗചേർവാ നരദേവ സംഹിതാം സയേവകാലീന ദുരത്തേന തേ കളേബരോ വിൽക്രമി ഭസ്മസംഹിതാഹ നിർജിത്യ ദിക്ചക്രമഭൂത വിഗ്രഹോ വരാസനസ്തസമരാജമന്ദിത ഗൃഹേഷു മൈഥുന്യ സുഖേഷു യോഷിതാം ക്രീഡാമൃഗ പൂരുഷമീശനീയതേ കരോതി കർമാണി തപസ്സുനിഷ്ഠിതോ നിവൃത്തഭോ സദപേക്ഷയാ ദദത് പുനശ്ച ഭൂയേയമഹം സ്വരാടിതി പ്രവൃദ്ധദർശോ ന സുഖായ കൽപ്പതേ ഭവാപവർഗോ ഭ്രമതോ യഥാ ഭവേർ ജനസ്യ ദർഹ്യ അച്യുത സംഗസൽസമാഗമ സൽസംഗമോ ഇർഹി തദൈവ സൽഗതോ പരാവരേഷേ ത്വയിജായതേ മതി മന്യേമമാനുഗ്രഹമീഷതേ കൃതോ രാജ്യാനുബന്ധാപമോ യദൃച്ഛയാം യ പ്രാർത്ഥ്യതേ സാധുഭിരേകചര്യയാ വനം വിവീക്ഷൻ ഭിക്ഷരഖണ്ഡഭൂമി ഭൈ നഗാമയ്യം തവപാദസേവനം അകിഞ്ചന പ്രാർത്ഥിതമാധ്വരം വിഭോ ആരാധ്യകസ്വാം അപവർഗതം ഹരേ വൃണീതമാര്യോ വരമാൽപബന്ധനം തസ്മാൽ വിസൃജ്യാശിഷമീഷ സർവതോ രജസ്തമസത്തു ഗുണാനുബന്ധനം നിരഞ്ജനം നിർഗുണമദ്വയം പരം ത്വാം ജ്ഞപ്തി മാത്രം പുരുഷം വ്രജാമ്യഹം ചിരമിഹ വൃജിനാത്തസ്തപ്യമാനോനുതാപൈ രവിദൃഷ ഷഡമിത്രോ ലബ്ധശാന്തി കഥാചിൽ കഥഞ്ചിൽ ശരണദസമുപേതസ്ത്വൽപദാബ്ജം പരാത്മൻ അഭയമൃതമശോകം പാഹി വാപന്നമീഷ ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാച സർവഹോ മഹാരാജാമതിസ്യേ വിമലോർജിത വരൈ പ്രലോഭിതസ്യാപി നകാമേർ വിഹതായത പ്രലോഭിതോ വരരെ ത്വം അപ്രമാദായ വിധിതൽ നധീർമയേകഭക്താനാം ആശീഭിർ വിദ്യതേ ക്വചിൽ യുഞ്ജാനാനാം അഭക്താനാം പ്രാണായാമാദിമിർഭിർമന അക്ഷീണവാസനം രാജൻ ദൃശ്യതേ പുനരുദ്ധിതം വിചരസ്വമഹീം കാമം മയ്യാവേശിത മാനസ അസ്ത്യേവ നിത്യതാ തുഭ്യം ഭക്തിർമയ്യന വായിനി ക്ഷാത്രധർമ്മസ്ഥിതോ ജന്തുവൻ അവധിർമൃഗയാദിഭി സമാഹിതസ്തപസ ജഹ്യഖമധുമാശ്രിത ജന്മന്യനന്ദനേ രാജൻ സർവഭൂതസുഹൃത്തമ ഭൂതാദ്വിജവരസ്തും വൈ മാമുപേക്ഷേസി കേവലം ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം ദശമസ്കന്ധേ ഉത്തരാർദ്ധേ ഭുജുകുന്ദസ്തുതിർനാമ ഏകപഞ്ചാശത്തമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ സോ ദി മുജുകുന്ദസ്തുതി ഇസ് ദ ലാസ്റ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ. We will read another 17 verses from the next chapter, because after that Rukmini's marriage story begins. So let's finish the 17 verses and then we'll come back to the story. Shri Shuko Dvipanjashatam Odhyay Shri Shuko Vajam Itham Sonugrahidonga Krishnena Ikshu Agunandana Tam Parikramya Sannamya Nishchakram Guhamukha Savikshakshulagan Martyan Pashun Viradvanaspadin Matuva Kaliyugam Praptam Jagamadishamuttaram Tapashraddhaido Dhiro Nisangho Mukta Samshaya സമാധായമന കൃഷ്ണേ പ്രാവിശൽഗന്ധമാധനം ബദര്യാശ്രമമാസാദ്യം നരനാരായണാലയം സർവദ്വന്ദ്വസഹശാന്തസ്തപസാരാധയധരീം ഭഗവാൻ പുനരാവ്രജ്യ പുരീം യവനവേഷ്ടിതാം ഹത്വാ മ്ലേച്ഛബലം നിന്യേ തദീയം ദ്വാരകാം ധനം നിയമാനേ ധനേ ഗോപിർനഭിശ്ചാച്യുതചോദിതേ ആജഗാമജരാസന്ദസ്ത്രയോവിംശത്യനീകവ വിലോക്യവേഗരപസം രിപുസൈന്യസ്യ മാധവോ മനുഷ്യജ്യേഷ്ഠാമാപന്നോ രാജൻ ദുദ്രുവദുർദ്രുതം വിഹായ വിത്തം പ്രചുരം അഭീതോ ഭീരുഭീതവത് പദ്ഭ്യാം പത്മബലാശാഭ്യാം ചേരദുർഭുയോജനം പലായമാനോ തൗ ദൃഷ്ടോ മാഘത പ്രഹസൻബലി അന്വധാവദ്രതാനീകൈ ഈശയോര പ്രമാണവിൽ പ്രദൃത്യദൂരം സംശ്രാന്തോ തുങ്കമാരുഹതാം ഗിരിം പ്രവർഷണാഖ്യം ഭഗവാൻ നിത്യതാ എത്ര വർഷതി ഗിരൌ നിലീനാവജ്ഞായ നാധിഗമ്യപദം നൃവ ദദാഹ ഗിരിമേധോഭി സമന്താദഗ്നിമുത്സൃജൻ തഥ ഉൽപ്പത്യതരസ ദഹ്യമാന തടാദുഭൗ ദശൈകയോജനോ തുങ്ക നിവേദദുരഥോ ഭുവി അലക്ഷ്യമാണോരിപുണ സാനുകേന യദൂത്തമൗ സുബ്രം പുനരായാദോ സമുദ്രപരിഘാം നൃവ സോഭീദഗ്ധാവിധി കൃമൃഷ അന്വാനോ ബലകേശവൗ ബലവാകൃഷ്ണസുമഹൻ മഹതാൻ മാഘതോ യേയൗ ആനർത്ഥാധിപതി ശ്രീമാൻ രൈവതോ രേവതീം സുതാം ബ്രഹ്മണ ചോദ്യപ്രാദാത് ബലായതി പുരോദിതം ഭഗവാനപി ഗോവിന്ദ ഉപയേമേ കുരുദ്വഹ വൈദർഭീം ഭീഷ്മ സുധാം ശ്രീ ഓമാത്രാം സ്വയംവരെ പ്രമധ്യതരസാരാജ്ഞ സാൽവാദീൻ ശൈത്യഭക്ഷകാൻ പശ്യതാം സർവലോകാനാം താർഷ്യപുത്രസുധാമിവ. കൃഷ്ണ ആഫ്റ്റർ ഗോയിങ് ടു മധുര ആൻഡ് ദ പാസ്റ്റ് ടൈംസ് ദാറ്റ് ഹാസ് ഹാപ്പൻഡ് മധുരാലീല ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് ബീങ് ഡിസ്കസ്ഡ് നൗ ഫ്രം ചാപ്റ്റർ 50 ഓൺവേർഡ്സ്. മധുരാലീല ബിഗിൻസ് ഫ്രം ദയർ. ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് മധുരാലീല കംസവധം, killing of Kamsa is just over, and after killing Kamsa there are certain important things to be done. What is that? That was to pacify gopis, to pacify the gopis, and then to go to Akrura's house. All that's been completed by now. What has happened is, when this was all going on the other side, Kamsa's wives, Jarasandha is their father. That means Jarasandha's daughters are married to Kamsa. They went back and reported to Jarasandha that Krishna has killed Kamsa, that they have nobody there now, no husbands. So, it's actually Kamsa's, these wives, who made Jarasandha an enemy of Krishna. Who made Jarasandha an enemy of Krishna. They went and complained very severely to Jarasandha about what has happened, and Jarasandha must do something about it, and they have actually wound him up. And after that, what you find is Jarasandha prepares for a huge fight with Krishna. So Jarasandha's war is very powerful battle that happened between Jarasandha and Krishna. It says 23 Achauhinis came with Jarasandha. He has collected all his army and army from other kings as well, and together 23 Achauhinis he came together. And 18 times Jarasandha fought with Krishna. What you will find there, that even in the Mahabharata war, Pandavas had I think 13 Achauhinis, Kauravas had 13 Achauhinis. Here you find 23 Achauhinis has come. The details of what an Achauhini is all mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita's Prabhupada's purport. If you read, you will find there. So, initially in the war, Krishna killed all the army, Jarasandha's army. But without killing Jarasandha, Krishna sent him back. Again, Jarasandha comes back with another 23 Achauhinis to fight a war. And this time also, Jarasandha lost the battle and he went back. In this way, 17 times this has happened between Jarasandha and Krishna. In the 18th time, Jarasandha was organizing for the next battle with Krishna. It was at that time, Yavana comes. Yavana is a king of the Mlechas. Narada Maharshi gone and wound him up and told him about Krishna, and this Yavana wanted to fight with Krishna. And he comes to Mathura. And this Yavana had got many boons from different sources. But he has one misfortune. What is that misfortune? His misfortune was that he didn't have an opportunity to get killed by Krishna. That was his misfortune. And more or less, if you look into Mahabharatam and Bhagavatam, you will see that not many people are excluded from getting killed by Krishna. Not many people who are excluded from getting killed by Krishna. If you get killed by Krishna, it means liberated once for all. But here you can look at this Yavana's misfortune, that he didn't get killed by Krishna, and therefore his material existence never came to an end. More or less everybody else has been given liberation in Krishna avataram, Krishna's appearance. But this king of Mlechas, Yavana, had no good fortune. Therefore, Krishna gave an impression that he was frightened about the attack from Yavana and Kamsa. So, as though to give an impression to them that he is running away from them, he ran away from them. So, at that time, Yavana thought that Krishna is running away, being frightened of him. One thing is special there, is important there, that means this all happening at the end of Dwapara Yugam, isn't it? So, even from that time onwards, you can see that Yavanas are started coming to Bharatavarsham, to attack Bharatavarsham. The attack of Yavanas has started from that onwards. Now, the history of Yavana, if you want to know who the Yavanas are, who this king, we are going to talk about this Yavana. His name is Kalayavana. So this Kalayavana's history is also very, very interesting, because many things are, we have to learn from this history also, but history is not our interesting topic. All we have to know is Krishna ran away from there and Yavana followed him. And Krishna went and climbed onto the top of a hill. Yavana went after him, and there was a huge cave that was present there. And in that cave, Krishna walked into that cave. And so he went. When Krishna went inside the cave, the king of this Mlecha king, who is Yavana, also followed him. And inside the cave is all darkness. And as soon as he walked inside, a little further from the entrance to the cave, one person was sleeping there. And it is dark there, and they are running inside the cave as well. So, by mistake, Krishna knew who was lying there. Krishna walked, avoiding him. But our Kalayavana, the king of the Yavanas, Mlecha king, he didn't know who was sleeping there. By mistake, he went and kicked Mujgunda, who was sleeping on the path. So, Mujgunda, we have spoken about Mujgunda before, and Mujgunda's study also we have discussed before. Mujgunda was a yogi, and he was lying there. And he has been sleeping there for 27 Chaturyugam. 27 Chaturyugam he had been there. So, you can imagine what kind of sleep that is, if he has been sleeping for that long. There are people who sleep for 2 or 3 days, isn't it? And there are people who sleep for a week also. There are some people who can sleep for a week. But Mujgunda's story is interesting. Mujgunda slept for a very, very long period of time. And what to say, Yavana kicked him, and immediately Mujgunda woke up and opened his eyes. And he woke up, and that was a blessing, a special blessing given to them by the demigods. So, the blessing is that whoever wakes you up from your sleep, he'll be turned into ashes. And this Yavana was turned into ashes. And Mujgunda wanted to sleep, go back to sleep again. But there was this powerful light or powerful effulgence that was coming inside the room, and Mujgunda could not close his eyes. It was so powerful, the effulgence, that Krishna is inside the cave, and the illumination from Krishna did not allow Mujgunda to close his eyes.
And Muchukunda, he could not even open his eyes properly because of the powerful light. Muchukunda asked, who has come inside? He asked. And there is one person lying here, ball turned into ashes. I have not understood who that is. And seeing Krishna, Muchukunda says to him, I don't think you are a person who should be running through this forest. And what was the purpose of coming here? And all these things, Muchukunda asked Krishna. Krishna says to him, my name is Vasudeva. That's what people call me. And I'm son of Devaki and Vasudev. And therefore they call me Vasudev. And I have not said anything about it that people call me in that way. That's all. But what my name is, it's still not decided because I've got so many names. Then you heard about Kamsa, who was in his previous life was known as Kalanemi, big powerful demon. And that Kalanemi has come and taken birth as Kamsa, and he had friends called Pralamba, Baga, Chanura, and so many others. I have killed all of them, and that's what my job is. I've killed all of them. So when Muchukunda asked Krishna what is his occupation or function, this is how Krishna answered that he gave a list of all the people Krishna has killed. That's how he answered that question. At that time Muchukunda got a bit frightened that Krishna has killed all these great people. So then Krishna says to him, my job is not only killing people, he said. I also bless people. I also kill them as well. So, the people whom I have blessed Krishna says, the people whom I have blessed, that list is also endless. People whom I have killed, that list is also endless, he said. But because the list is endless, whom I have blessed, I'm not going to mention that, he said. So, the purpose of me coming here is to bless you, Krishna says to Muchukunda. And Muchukunda thought, simply walking in somebody and says to me, I come to bless you. Muchukunda is not stupid. He is also intelligent. So at that time, Krishna says to Muchukunda, I didn't come without being invited, he says. 27 Chaturyugams before, you have prayed to me that I should bless you. I got the time now, that's why I had come. 27 Chaturyugams before, Muchukunda has asked Krishna to bless him, and Krishna says to Muchukunda, I have come to bless you for that now. For that, he said. Only now I got the time, Krishna says. I didn't get time so far. Only thing is, if my devotees have prayed to me something very seriously, I never forget that. Krishna says to Muchukunda, therefore you can ask me whatever blessing you want from me. Krishna says to Muchukunda. It is at that time the famous prayers in the Bhagavatam, what is called Muchukunda Stuti, isn't it? Muchukunda's prayers to Krishna. So, this Kala Yamana who was killed, that Yamana who was killed, his story, if you want to find out, it is in the Vishnu Puranam. Vishnu Puranam talks about him. What happened was, in the assembly of the Yadavas, Garga Maharshi, Garga means, he is a sage who belonged to Garga Muni's lineage. His nephew has poked fun about him, about this Garga Maharshi. And all the Yadavas who were present there, they laughed. And Garga Maharshi, what he did was, he went to Lord Shiva and he wanted to have a son who can kill all the Yadavas. And he performed severe penances and austerities to please Lord Shiva. And through that penances, Shiva was pleased. And according to Lord Shiva's blessings, Gargya Maharshi had a son who was born in the wife of a Yavana king. One Yavana wife through whom Gargya Maharshi had a contact with her, and a son was born from her. And that son is this Kalayavana. That is Kalayavana's history. And this Kalayavana was a very powerful person. He goes to Sri Narada Maharshi and asks Narada Maharshi, who is there who is powerful for me to fight with? It was at that time Narada Maharshi pointed out to the Yadavas and told him that go and fight with them. Actually, it was Narada Maharshi's plan to get Kalayavana killed. So accordingly he made this arrangement. And that is how this our Yavanas. Who are these Yavanas? Yavanas are, some people say that Yavanas are not from the Bharatavarsham, from outside. But actually, Yavana, Shaka, Kirata, all these personalities, they are basically Kshatriyas. They are basically Kshatriyas. What happened was, Vishwamitra, sage Vishwamitra, he had this a son called Shunashepa. That story we have discussed in the 9th canto. That Shunashepa was accepted by Vishwamitra as his son, but his other sons, they refused to accept him as Vishwamitra's son. And Vishwamitra cursed his sons, and from they were cursed and they were condemned in such a way that they were lost their Kshatriya position, and they became Yavanas, Shakas and Kiratas. You will find those different castes mentioned in the Bhagavadam. Pulindas also are a part of them. So Yavana, Shaka, Kirata, Pulindas, they are all the children or descendants of the children of Vishwamitra who were cursed by Vishwamitra and sent away from Bharatavarsha. And it's their lineage or their children, grandchildren, they are the ones who became this particular caste. Yavana, Shaka, Kirata, Pulindas and all. In the Aitireya Brahmanam, you find this story mentioned. Also in the Manusmriti you will see this. Yavana means, for a Shudra who had a child from a Kshatriya woman, which is Pratilomam, Shudra having a man, who had a relationship with a Kshatriya woman, and if a son is born from them, that is also called Yavanas. Whatever it is, these are all in the Manusmriti and Gaudamiya Sutram, and so different places it mentions like that. So our story here is that importance mentioned there is that this Mujukunda, who has now having this conversation with Krishna, he says here that if you look at the 51 chapter 45, Sri Shukavacha, ityuktastvam ityuktastvam pranamyaha mujugundo mudanyvida nyatva narayanam devam gargavakyam anusmaran. That when Krishna asked him, what blessing do you want from me? And as soon as Krishna mentioned that, Mujugunda remembered nyatva narayanam devam gargavakyam anusmaran. That 28 chaturyugam before, 28 Chaturyugam before, Garga Maharshi has spoken about this to Mujukunda in the heavenly planets. He remembered that. Imagine that. 28 Chaturyugam before, what Garga Maharshi has spoken to Mujukunda in the heavenly planets, Mujukunda remembered that. At that time, Garga Maharshi told Mujukunda that in the 28th Chaturyugam, Krishnavadaram will happen, Krishna will appear here, and all the incidents, what's going to happen afterwards, were all spoken by Garga Maharshi in the heavenly planets to Muchukunda. And Muchukunda remembered that. Immediately, and soon as he remembered that, Muchukunda fell at Krishna's lotus feet and paid his obeisances. And he says to him, from now, I don't need anything else. I don't want anything else. All my good times I have wasted in this world. This was Muchukunda's words. We saw this before. Vimohitoyam janayesha mayaya todiyaya tonnabayatyanarthadrik sukhaya dukkha prabhaveshu sajjade griheshu yoshil purushascha vanchidaha labdhvajanau durlabhamatra manusham kadanchita vyangamayatna dhonakha padaravindanabayatya sanmadir grihandakube patito yatha pashu. He's saying to Krishna that all my good times in life I have wasted. Such a long span of life. Wasted that time in family life and in so many other things in that way. And he had to go to heavenly planets because he accepted the commander-in-chief position of the demigods, and after the war was over, when he spoke about that to the demigods, demigods told Indra and others told Muchukunda that we cannot offer you that. If that is the case, Any other alternate blessing you can ask us. So, Muchukunda mentions at that time to the demigods that if you can't offer me liberation, give me this blessing that I can go down and sleep as long as I want. Because there is a reason behind that. That is quite an unusual way of asking for a blessing from the demigods, isn't it? Reason for that is, you will know later, Muchukunda had good realizations. And Muchukunda knows very well that as long as you are in the vacant state, you will engage in karmam. Karmam will create karma vasana. And that karma vasana will generate fresh bodies again. So out of the three states, till you get liberated, the safest state is Sushupti, the deep sleep. So therefore, Muchukunda opted for Sushupti, for the deep sleep state. And that is why you find there that he asked for this, knowing very well, Muchukunda knows that in Sushupti, Ahankaram does not operate. Ahankaram is not there. Body is not there. Mind is not there. Intelligence is not there. Senses are not there. Ego is also not there. There is no possibility of increasing the cycle of birth and death, therefore being the best option not to entangle in this material world anymore, Muchukunda decided to opt for Sushupti or deep sleep state. That is why Muchukunda asked for that. So he come here, and there in the heavenly planets, Tarakasura has appeared, and to kill Tarakasura, Kartikeya had to become the commander-in-chief there among the demigods. There is a whole story in the Skanda Puranam about it. Tarakasura was a very powerful demon, and to fight with him, only Kartikeya was powerful, or Skanda or Subramanya was the powerful person who could deal with him. So he came and took over the commander-in-chief position among the demigods, and Muchukunda was relieved, and Muchukunda was given this blessing to go and lie anywhere and stay in the Sushupti state. And that is how he came to this cave, and he was sleeping there. So Krishna says to him that I have come to offer you the liberation, but you have some problem. What is that? In this life it cannot be offered. When you were commander-in-chief, you were engaged in the war, and many places you have killed many people without any reason sometimes. And sometimes as a king also, you have killed many animals in that way. Therefore, to free yourself from the reactions of all that, and to get rid of from all those sinful reactions, go to Badrikashram and perform penances there. This is Krishna's instructions to Mujugunda. Finish that, and in the next life you will get liberated. Saying this, Krishna blessed Mujugunda and sent him away from there. Afterwards, Krishna comes back to Mathura. And when he came back to Mathura, Jarasandha has come back again, 18th time, to attack him, to attack Krishna. And he has come fully prepared. At that time, Krishna thought like this: it's better not to fight now. And the same technique what Krishna has used while fighting with Yavana, he will try to follow the same process here as well. So Krishna gave the impression to Jarasandha that he is frightened of him and ran away from there. And there was another purpose of doing that. And when he was running, when Krishna was running, Jarasandha was following him. There was a reason behind this, that Krishna had to do this. He had no other choice with Jarasandha. What happened was, because 17 times Jarasandha lost the battle with Krishna, 18th time when he was coming to fight Krishna, Jarasandha performed big sacrifices in his palace in Magadha, and there were loads of very qualified brahmanas in that sacrifice. Jarasandha is a great devotee of the brahmanas. It is in his nature. Brahmana bhakta he was. You will hear that story later in the Bhagavatam. So Jarasandha was going to fight this battle with Krishna, and at that time 100 brahmanas came to see him. And Jarasandha asked the brahmanas, "What do you want?" They said that we have decided to perform a huge sacrifice, and we need a lot of money for this sacrifice. We have come for that. They told this to Jarasandha. Jarasandha says that if brahmanas ask for charity, I never say no to them. And till now in my life, I have never said no to them. Whatever they ask, I will offer them that. And so Jarasandha was saying that I have offered everything what the brahmanas wanted. And even after pleasing the brahmanas, is this the result I am getting? I am losing every battle with Krishna. How can this be? 17 times I have lost to Krishna. 17 times I have lost to Krishna. This Jarasandha says to the brahmanas. So the brahmanas tells him, put both their hands on Jarasandha's head and told him, this time you will win the battle. And Krishna knows this. So Krishna has to make that words come true. The brahmanas' blessings has to come true. So therefore Krishna ran away from that battle without fighting with Jarasandha. So because as much as Jarasandha is a devotee of the brahmanas, Krishna is also namo brahmanya devaya go brahmana hidayaja jagadhidaya krishnaya govindaya namo nama. Krishna is particularly respectful to the brahmanas, brahmana bhakti, as much as Jarasandha had, Krishna also has. So so in order to make the words of the brahmanas truthful, and Krishna had done this for that purpose, not that Krishna has lost in the battle. So let those words come true. Otherwise what will happen? When Jarasandha goes back, he will take the sword in the hand and tell the brahmanas, all your yagam and everything is nonsense, and cut their heads off. So Krishna knew all these things. So frightened about all those things, thinking about all that, Krishna decided that this may be the better option. That to act as though he has lost the battle, Jarasandha will feel happy, and he will also, his faith in the blessing of the brahmanas will be stronger. So Krishna runs away from there, and run on top of a mountain called Pravarshana Mountains. So, and when Krishna ran, Balaram also followed on top of that mountain. And Jarasandha thought that they are both on the top of the mountain, decided to kill them by setting fire to the whole forest in the hill, in that mountain or hill. And when he set fire, there was no sign of Krishna and Balaram. Jarasandha thought that both have been killed in the fire. But what happened was, Jarasandha leaves the place saying that Krishna and Balaram is dead in the fire, and he left that place. And Krishna, because these Pravarshana mountains gets a lot of rain, so through his strong power, Krishna pushed the Pravarshana mountain down, and all the water that was in the hill came out, and that extinguished the fire from there, and Krishna and Balaram got out of the Pravarshana mountain from there, and only two, Krishna and Balaram. So, in that battle, loads of other powerful kings were also present there. Even Duryodhana and others were present in that battle. And Krishna and Balaram then had to fight with Duryodhana and others. And after that, Krishna and Balaram together frightened the kings and they ran away from there. So, showing all these things to the other kings, Krishna and Balaram arrived in Dwaraka. So, by now, all the other Yadavas were moved away from Madhura, and they are all in Dwaraka. Then, there was not a long delay. Balaram married Revati, and that was spoken before in the ninth canto. After Balaram's marriage, Krishna is going to marry the daughter of the king of Vidarbha, and who is Bhishmaga is his name, and Krishna is going to marry Rukmini now. At that time, the king, Parikshit Maharaj, asked that you have very quiet, you have not spoken about in detail about Rukmini's marriage to Krishna. Because if you look, you will see there that marriage to Rukmini is mentioned in one line. And then Parikshit Maharaj thought that, is that all, Rukmini's marriage? Was it such a... He says that 16th verse, 52 chapter. Bhagavan abhi Govinda ubayeme kuru dvaha vaidharbhim bhishmaka sutam shriyo matram swayamvare. In one verse, the marriage was spoken. Pramadhyadarasarajnya salvadim chaidyavakshagan pashyadam sarvaloganam tarkshaputra sutamiva. After that, killing of Shishubala and Dandavatra and Salva, all those things, Shukra Brahmarshi started talking about it. So, Parikshit Maharaj said to Shukra Brahmarshi that is not good enough. When Krishna's marriage, isn't it, Krishna's first marriage, I would like to hear that in detail. Seeing Parikshit's enthusiasm, Shukra Brahmarshi decided to talk about that marriage, the history of that marriage in detail. That is what you find there from the 18th verse onwards. You will see that marriage being spoken, and in the next chapter as well. So let's read through those chapters and then we'll talk about Rukmini's marriage. Shri Rajovacha, that is 18th verse, 52nd chapter, 10th canto. Rajovaja Bhagavan Bhishmakasudam Rukminim Rujirananam Rakshasena Vidhanena Ubayema Idishudam Bhagaval Shodamichami Krishnasya Amidade Jasa Yadhama Kadasalva Dinjituaka Neupaharad. Parikshit Maharaj very openly asked that question to Shukra Brahmarshi, that I would like to hear Krishna's marriage. Yadha magada salva din jitva kanyamupaharal Brahman Krishna katha punya madhvir logamala abaha konatrupeva shanvanam sudajyo nityanutanam.
Even though the marriage has happened long ago, there is always some freshness in that marriage. Rukmini's marriage to Krishna. That is why. Shri Shuka Vacham
Rajyasil Bhishma Go Nama Vidarbhadibadi Mahan Tasya Panjabhavan Putra Kanyika Javaranana Rukmi Agrajo Rukma Ratho Rukma Bahiranandara Rukma Gesho Rukma Mali Rukminyesham Swasasati Sobashrutya Magundasya Rupa Vijay Gunashriya Grihagadir Giyamanam Stammeni Sarishambadim Tham Buddhi Lakshana Udhariyam Rupa Shila Gunashrayam Krishna Chasadrishim Bhariyam Samudhodum Manodhade Bandhunam Ichadam Radham Krishna Yabaginim Rupa Tado Nivari Krishna Dual Rukmi Chaitya Mamanyadam Tadevatya Siddhavangi Vaigarbhi Durmana Brisham Vijindyaptam Dijam Kanjal Krishnaya Prahinodrudam Dvaragam Sasamabhetya Pradihare Praveshida Abhashadadyam Virusham Asinam Kanjanasane Drishtva Brahmanya Devastam Avarukhyanijasanal Vavesharkhayan Chakre Thalpanam Divaugasam Tam Bhuktavandam Vishrandam Ubagamya Sadam Gadi Panina Vimrashanvada Avyugrastam Apruchadam Kachidhijavara Shrestha Dharmaste Sed Vruddhasammadam Vartade Nadi Krachrena Sandushtamanasas Sada Sandushto Yarhi Varteda Brahmano Yenakena Chil Ahiyamana Swa Dharma Sakhyasya Sagilak Kamaduk Sakhyasya Akhila Kamaduk Asandushto Asagraloka Apnotya Visureshwara Akinjano Vi Sandushta Shede Sarvanga Vijwara Vipran Sulab Sandushtan Sadhu Inbuddha Sakurtaman Nirahangayana Shandan Namasi Shirasa Sakrat Kachidvakushalam Brahman Rajadoyasya Hi Praja Sukham Masandhi Vishaye Palyamana Same Priyaham Yadastamagado Durgam Nistiriya Hedichaya Sarvam No Bruhya Guhyam Jelkim Karyam Karavamate Evam Sambrashta Sambrashnu Brahmana Parameshtina Lila Grihita Dehena Tasmai Sarvam Varnaya Rukmini Vacham Shrutva Gunan Bhuvana Sundara Sharnodamte Nurvishyakarna vivare haradongadapam Rupam drisham drishimadha aghilarthalapam Toya chudamishadi Chittamabhatrapamme Katvamukunda mahati kulashila rupam Vidyavayodravinadhama viralpadulyam Dheerapadim kulavadi Navrunidaganya kale narsimha Naralokamanobhiramam Tanme bhavan khalurda padiranga jaya Alpmarpirishchamadotra vibhovidehi Mavira Bhagam Abhimarshadu Jaitya Maharal Gova Mayu and Murgabadeir Belly Ambujaksham Purtesta Tadema Pradadeva Vipra Gurvarchana Dimiralam Bhagavan Paresha Aradhido Yedi Gada Grajametya Vanim Krishna Dumena Dhamakosha Sudada Yoni Shobhavini Tomajido Dwahane Vidarbhan Gupta Sametya Pradana Badibit Parida Narmadhya Jaitya Magadendra Belam Prasahya Mam Rakshasena Vidino Duhavirya Shulkam Andapurandana Jarimani Hatya Bandhun Swamudhe Kadamiti Pravadam Upayam Puru Durasti Mahadi Kuladevi Atrayasyam Bahirna Vavadhu Girijamupeyal Yasyangri Pangajarajasnabanam Mahando Vanchandubaba Idiri Vanchandubaba Dirivalpadamo Bahati Yerhambuja Chanalabhesha Bhaval Prasadam Jekhyamasun Pratakrisha Chada Janma Visyal Brahmana Vacha Itye De Guhya Sandesha Yedu Deva Maya Akhrida Vimurshakartam Yachatra Kriyadam Tadanandaram Idi Srimad Bhagavad Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Samhidayam Dashamaskande Uttarade Rukminidvaha Prasave Dvivanjashatamodhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam
Govinda Govinda
Shri Shuka Vacha Tri Panjashatamodhyaya Shri Shuka Vacha Vaigarbhyasadu Sandesham Nishamma Yadunandana Pragrihya Panina Panim Prahasannidama Bravid Shri Bhagavanu Vacha Tadaham Vidachito Nidram Chandalabhenishi Vedaham Rukmina Dveshan Mado Mamodvaho Nivarida താമാനൈഷോന്മത്തരാജന്യാപസ്സദാന്മൃതേ മത്പരാമനവദ്യാംഗി മേധസോഗ്നിശിഖാമിവ ശ്രീശുകോവാചാം ഉദ്വാഹർഷം ച വിജ്ഞായ രുക്മിന്യാമദസൂദന രഥസംയുജ്യതാമാശുദാരുഗേത്യവസാത്കേത്യാഹസാരഥിം സചാശ്വേഷാഭ്യസുഗ്രീവം മേഘപുഷ്പവലാഹകൈ യുക്തം രഥമുപാനീയ തസ്തോ പ്രാഞ്ജലിരഗ്രത ആരുഹ്യസന്ദനം ശൗര്യബ്ദിജം ആരോപ്യതൂർണകൈ ആനർത്താദേകരാത്രേണ വിദർഭാനഗമധയൈ രാജാ സക്കുണ്ഠിനപതി പുത്രസ്നേഹവശം ഗത ശിശുബാലായ സ്വാം കന്യാം ദാസ്യൻ കർമാണ്യകാരയൻ പുരം സംവൃഷ്ട സംസിക്തം മാർഗനദ്യാ ചതുഷ്പദം ചിത്രധ്വജാ പതാകാഭി സ്തോരണേ സമലംകൃതം സ്രഗന്ധമാല്യാഭരണേ വിരജോംബരരൂഷ്ഭൂഷിതൈ ജുഷ്ടം സ്ത്രീപുരുഷൈ ശ്രീമൽഗൃഹൈ രഘുരുദൂപിതൈ പിതൃൻ ദേവാൻ സമഭ്യർച്ച വിപ്രാംശ വിധിവൻ നൃപ ഭോജയിത്വാ യഥാന്യായം വാചയാമാസമംഗളം സുസ്നാദാം സുരതീം കന്യാം കൃത കൗതുകമംഗളാം അഹദാം ശുഗയുഗ്മേന ഭൂഷിതാം ഭൂഷണോത്തമൈ ചക്രുസാമർഗജുന്മന്ത്രൈർ വധ്വാ രക്ഷാം ദ്വിജോത്തമ പുരോഹിതോധർവദ്വൈ ജുഹാവഗ്രഹശാന്തയേ ഹിരണ്യരൂപ്യവാസാംസി തിലാംശാകുടമിശ്രിതാൻ പ്രാധാധേനുശ്ച വിപ്രേഭ്യോ രാജാ വിധിവിദാം വരാം ഏവം ജരീപതി രാജാ ദമഘോഷസുതായ വൈ കാരയാമാസ മന്ത്രജ്ഞേ സർവഭ്യതയോചിതം മജദ്ഭിർഗജാനീകേ സന്ദനേർഹേമമാലിഭി പത്യശ്യ സങ്കുലേ സൈന്യേ പരീതക്കുണ്ടിനയ്യയോ തം വേർവിദർഭാധിപതി സമഭ്യേത്യാഭിപൂജ്യ ച നിവേശയാമാസമുദ കൽപ്പിതാന്യനിവേശനേ തത്ര സാല്യോചരാസന്തോ ദന്തവക്ത്രോ വിധൂരഥ ആ ജഗ്മുച്ചൈദ്യവക്ഷീയാം പൗണ്ഡ്രകാദ്യാ സഹസ്രശാം കൃഷ്ണരാമദ്വിഷോ യത്താ കന്യാം ചൈദ്യായ സാധിതം യദ്യാഗത്യ ഹരേൽ കൃഷ്ണോ രാമാദ്യൈരതിഭിർവൃതാം യോത്സ്യാമ സംഹദാസ്തേന ഇതി നിശ്ചിതമാനസ ആ ജഗ്മുർഭൂപുജ സർവേ സമഗ്രബലവാഹന ശ്രുത്വൈതദ്ഭഗവാൻ രാമോ വിവക്ഷീയ നൃപോദ്യമം കൃഷ്ണം ജൈകം ഗതം ഹർത്തം കന്യാം കലഹശങ്കിത ബലേന മഹദാസാർദ്ധം ഭ്രാതൃസ്നേഹപരിപ്ലുത ത്വരിതക്കുണ്ടിനം പ്രാഗാദ് ഗജാശ്വരഥവത്തിവി ഭീഷ്മകന്യാവരാരോഹോ കാക്ഷന്ത്യാഗമനം ഹരേ പ്രത്യാപത്തിമവിശ്യന്തി ദ്വിജസ്യാചിത്തയ ചിന്തയത്തതാ അഹോത്രിയാമാന്തരിത ഉദ്വാഹോ മേ അൽപരാധസ നാഗച്ചരവിന്ദാക്ഷോ നാഹം വേദ്മ്യത്ര കാരണം സോപി നാവത്തദേദ്യാഭി മത്സന്ദേശ ഹരോ ദ്വിജ അഭിമയ്യനവദ്യാത്മാ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ കിഞ്ചിൽ ജുഗുപ്സിതം മത്പാണിഗ്രഹണേ നൂനം നായാദിഹി കൃതോദ്യമ ദുർഭഗായ നമേധാത നാനുകൂലോ മഹേശ്വര ദേവീ വാ വിമുഖാ ഗൗരീ രുദ്രാണീ ഗിരിജാ സതീ ഏവം ചിന്തയതി ബാല ഗോവിന്ദ ഹൃതമാനസ നിമീലയദയാലജ്ഞ നേത്രേജ അശ്രുവലാകുലേം ഏവം വദ്വാ പ്രതീക്ഷന്ത്യ ഗോവിന്ദാഗമനം നൃപ വാമ ഊരുർഭുജോ നേത്രമസ്ഫുരൻ ഭയഭാഷിണ അത കൃഷ്ണ വിനിർദ്ദിഷ്ട സ ഏവ ദ്വിജസത്തമ അന്തപുരചരീം ദേവീം രാജപുത്രീം ദദർശഃ സാദം പ്രഹൃഷ്ടവദനമവ്യഗ്രാത്മഗതീം സതി ആലക്ഷ്യലക്ഷണാഭിജ്ഞാ സമപ്രച്ഛുചുസ്മിത തസ്യാമാവേദയൽ പ്രാപ്തം ശശംസയദുനന്ദനം ഉക്തം ച സത്യവചനം ആത്മോപനയനം പ്രതി തമാഗതം സമാജ്ഞായ വൈദർഭീ ഹൃഷ്ടമാനസ തപശ്യന്നപശ്യന്തി ബ്രാഹ്മണായ പ്രിയമന്യന്നനാമസ പ്രാപ്തോ ശ്രുത്വാ സുദുഹി ഉദ്വാഹ പ്രേക്ഷണോത്സുകൗ അഭയാതുര്യഘോഷേണ രാമകൃഷ്ണോ സമർഹണൈ മധുവർക്കമുപാനീയം വാസാംസി വിരജാംസി സ ഉപായാന്യ ഭീഷ്മാനി വിധിവത്സമപൂജയൽ തയോർനിവേശനം ശ്രീമന്ത് ഉപകൽപ്യ മഹാമതി സസൈന്യയോ സാനുകയോ ആദിത്യം വിധധേ യഥാ ഏവം രാജ്ഞാം സമേദാനം യഥാ വീര്യം യഥാവയ യഥാബലം യഥാവിത്തം സർവൈ കാമേ സമർഹയത് കൃഷ്ണമാകരമാകർണ്യ വിധർമ്മപുരവാസിന ആഗത്യ നേത്രാഞ്ജലി വി പപുസ്തന്മുഖമംഗജം അസൈവ ഭാര്യാഭേദം രുക്മിണ്യർഹതിനാപര അസാവപ്യനവദ്യാത്മാ ഭൈഷ്മ്യാ സമുചിതപ്പതി കിഞ്ചിൽ സുചരിതം എന്ന സേനദുഷ്ടസ്ത്രീലോകകൾ അനുഗൃഹ്ണാനുഗൃഹ്ണാതു വൈദർഭ്യാപാണിമച്യുത ഏവം പ്രമകലാബദ്ധാവതന്തിസ്മപുര ഉഗസ കന്യാചാന്തപുരാപ്രാഗാദ് ഭടേർഗുപ്ത അംബികാലയം പദ്ഭ്യാം വിനിരയോ ദൃഷ്ടം ഭവാന്യാപാദപല്ലവം സാ ചാനുധ്യായതി സമ്യം മുകുന്ദ ചരണാംബുജം യതമാം മാതൃവിസാർദ്ദം സഖിവീ പരിവാരിത ഗുപ്താ രാജപടേശൂരേ സന്നദ്ധൈരുദ്ധ്യതായുധൈ മൃദംഗ ശംഖപണവാ തൂര്യഭേയശ്ച ജഗ്നിരേ നാനോപഹാര ബലമിർവാരമുഖ്യാ സഹസ്രശ സ്രഗന്ധവസ്ത്രാഭരണേ ദ്വിജപത്ന്യാ സ്വലംകൃത ഗായന്ദശ്ച സ്തുവന്ദശ്ച ഗായകാവാദ്യവാദക പരിവാരി വധും ജഗ്മു സൂതമാഗതവന്ദിന ആസാദ്യദേവീ സദനം ദൗതാം പാദകരാംബുജ ഉപസ്പൃശ്യ ശുചി ശാന്ത പ്രവിവേശം ബിഗാന്തികം Tam vai pravaya sobalam vidinya viprayoshida bhavani mandayan chakrur bhavatim bhavanidam namasye tvambige bhishnam sasandane idam shivam buyan padirme bhagavan krishna tadanumodadam adhir gandakshadev duber vasa sargmalya bhushanai nanobahara belibi pradivavilibi pradak viprasrepadimadi sadade samapujayan Levana Pubadambu Lakanda Sutra Male Shubi Tasestriasta Pradadu Shesham Yujirashisham Tabhyo Devi Namaschakre Shesham Jajagrahe Vadu Muni Vradavar Tektua Nishakram Ambiga Grihad Pragrahya Pani Amratyam Ratna Mudrova Shobina Tan Devamaya Amiva Vira Mohinim Sumadhyamam Kundalamandidanam Shyamam Nidambar Pidaratna Mekhalam Venjat Sanim Kundala Sangidekshanam Shujismidam bimbala adharadudi, Shonayam anandujagunda gudmalam, Pada chalandim halakam sagaminim, Shinjal kala nuparadhama shobhina, Vilokya viram muhusamagada, Yashasinasal kadachayardida, Yavichade, Nurbadayasta dudaraha, Sabrida viloka kadache, the sujidastra, Peduchido, Gajaratha shagada vimudha, Yatra chalena haraye, Arpayadim sushabham. Saivam shane chalayadi chalabadma goshau praptim dada bhagavada prasamikshamana ulsarya vama garajai alagana vangai praptan hriyaichadanrupan dadrushe chudam sa tam rajaganyam ratham adirukshadim jahara krishno dushadam samikshadam ratham samaropya suparna lakshanam rajanya chakram paribhuya mathavam tato yayauram puryogameshane srigala madhyadiva bhaga hridhari Tam manina swabhivam yashakshayam pare jarasandavashana sehire Ahodi gasman yashamata dhanvenam Gopair khridam kesarinam mrgairiva
Idi Shreemal Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramamsyam samhidayam dashamaskande Dashamaskande Uttarardhe rukmani haranam nama Tripanjashatam adhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sangirtanam Govinda Govinda And in the we'll read the next chapter also and then we will come back to the marriage of Rukmini. So Chadupanjashatamodhyay Shri Shukovacha Idi Sarvesu Samradha Vahana Arukhyadam Shida Swai Swair Balir Parikranda Anyu Yudhrada Karmuga Tana Abadadamalo Kay Adavani Gayudhava Tastustal Samukha Rajan Vispurja Sadhum Shide Ashuvrashteya Jaskande Rathovasteja Govida Muju Sharavarshani Mega Adrishabhoyada Paturbalam Shara Sare Channam Vichasumadhyama Savri Ramaichadad Vakram Bayavikulalochana Prakasya Bhagavanaha Masma Bhairvamalochane Vinamkshat Dunevaitat Avagai Shatravambalam Teshanta Dvikramam Vira Gada Sangarshana Adaya Amusha Mananaraja Jagnur Haika Jandathan Pedu Shiram Siratinam Ashwinam Gajinam Bhuvi Sakundala Kiridani Soshni Shani Jakodisham Hasta Sa Sigadvesha Sa Karabha Viravam Krayam Ashwa, Shudrano Ghostra, Karamarta Shiram Sincha, Hanyamana Balani Gavrishnabir Jagan Chipi, Rajano Vimuga Jagmur Jara Santavirasara, Shishuvalam Samabhetya Kadadaram Ivaturam, Nashtatrusham Gadol Saham, Shishyada Dunama Bruin, Vadanama Bruin, Bobho Purusha Shardula, Dormana Simidam Teja, Napriya Priyorajan Nishtade Shudrishade, Yadha Dharmahi Yoshi Nathyade Kuhage Chaya Evam Ishirandroyam Ihade Sugadukhayoho Shauri Saptadasha Hamvai Samyugani Parajida Trayo Vimshadi Bisai Nir Jigya Sai Nir Jigya Eham Hamparam Tadapi Hamna Shojami Na Prakrishyami Karhichil Kalina Deva Yuktena Janan Vidravidam Jagal Adhuna Bivayam Sarve Vira Yudhava Yudhava Parajida Falgudambe Yudhubi Krishna Valide Ripavo Jigurathana Kala Alpanasarini Tadavayam Vijeshami Yada Kala Pradakshina Evam Prabodhido Mitre Chaidyo Agadal Sanuga Puram Hadasheshavanas Tevi Yusum Sampuram Nruva Rukmidu Rakshasodvaham Krishna Dudasahan Susu Prashtado Nyagamadal Krishna Macho Hinya Vrudo Bali Rukmimarshi Susam Rabda Shrunudam Sarvabhujam Pradijatye Mahabahu Damshida Sasharasana
అహత్వా సమరే కృష్ణం ప్రత్యూహజ రుక్మిణీం కుండినం న ప్రవక్ష్యేమి సత్యమేదల్ బ్రవీమి వా ఇత్యుక్త్వా రథమారుహ్య సారథిం ప్రహసాత్వర చోదయాశ్వాన్యద కృష్ణస్తస్య మే సంయుగం భవేల్ అద్యాహం నిషదేర్బాణే గోపాలస్య సుదుర్మదే నేష్య వీర్యమదం యేన స్వాసామే ప్రసవం హృదాం విగత్తమాన కుమది ఈశ్వరస్య ప్రమాణవిల్ రథేనేగేన గోవిందం తిష్టతిష్టేత్యదాహ్వయల్ ధనుర్విగృష్య సుదృఢం జగ్నే కృష్ణం త్రిభిషరై ఆహజాత్రక్షణం దిష్ట యదూనాం కులపాంసన కుత్రయాసి సుసారం మే ముషిత్వాధ్వాంక్షవద్ధవి హరిషేద్యమదం మందమాయిన కుఢయోధిన యావన్నమేహదోబాణే శయీధా ముంజదారిగాం స్మయన్ కృష్ణోధను చిత్వ షడ్భిర్వివ్యాదృక్మిణం అష్టమి చదురోవాహన్ ద్వాభ్యాం స్మృదం సూదం ధ్వజం త్రిభి సచాన్యద్ధనురాదాయ కృష్ణం వివ్యాధ పంచభి తైస్తాడిదశరోహైస్తు చిచ్చేతనురచ్యుద పునరన్యుద్బాదత్త తదప్యచ్చినదవ్యయ పరిఘం పట్టిశం శూలం చర్మాసి శక్తితోమరౌ యద్యదాయిదమాదత్త తల్సర్వం సోచ్చినద్ధరి తథో రథాదవప్లుత్య ఘల్ఘవాణి జిఘాసయా కృష్ణం భద్రవత్క్రుద్ధ పతంగమివ పావకం తస్య జాపదషడ్ఘం తిలశ శర్మశేషుభి చర్మశేషుభి చిత్వాసి మాదే దిగ్మం రుక్మిణం హందుముద్యత దృష్ట్వా భ్రాతృవదోద్యోగం రుక్మిణి భయవిహ్వల పతిత్వాదయోర్మర్తు వాచకరుణం సతి యోగేశ్వర ప్రమేయాత్మన్ దేవదేవ జగల్పదే హందుం నార్హసి కళ్యాణ భ్రాతరం మే మహాభుజ శ్రీశుకువాచ తయా పరిత్రాస విగమద కంపిదాంగయ శుజావశుషన్ముగరుద్ధకండయ కాదర్య విశ్రంసద హేమమాలయ గ్రహీతవాద కరుణోన్యవర్తద చైలేన విద్వాతమసాధుకారిణం సస్మశ్రుగేషం ప్రవపన్ మెరుపయ తావన్మర్దు పరసైన్యమద్భుతం యదు ప్రవీరా నళినీం యథా గజ కృష్ణాంతికముపవ్రజ్య దదృశోస్తత్ర రుక్మిణం తథాభూతం హతప్రాయం దృష్ట్వా సంఘర్షణో విభూ విముచ్యబద్ధం కరుణో భగవాన్ కృష్ణమబ్రవీత్ అసాద్విదం త్వయా కృష్ణ కృతమస్మజ్జుగుప్సితం వపనం శ్మశ్రుగేషానాం వైరూప్యం సుహృదోవధాం మయి వాస్మాన్ సాధ్వై సూయేదాం భ్రాతుర్వైరూప్య చింతయ సుఖ దుఃఖదో నాన్యోస్తి యతసుకృత భుక్పుమాన్ బంధుర్వదార్హదోషోభి నబంధుర్వథమర్హతి త్యాజ్యస్వేనైవ దోషేణ కథం కిం కన్యదే పునః క్షత్రియాణామయం ధర్మ ప్రజాపతి వినిర్మిద భ్రాదాభి భ్రాతరం హన్య దేనఘోరతరస్తద రాజస్య భూమేర్విత్తస్య స్త్రియో మానస్య తేజస మానినోన్యస్య వాహేదో శ్రీమదాంధాక్షిపందిహి తవేయం విషమాబుద్ధి సర్వభూతేషు దుర్హృదాం యన్మన్యసే సదాభద్రం సుహృదాం భద్రమజ్ఞవన్ ఆత్మమోహో నృణామేష కల్ప్యతే దేవమాయేయ సుహృద్దృద్హృదుదాసీనం ఇది దేహాల్పమానినాం ఏకమేవ వరోహ్యాత్మా సర్వేషామపి దేహినాం నానేవ గృహ్యతే మూఢే యథా జ్యోతిర్యథా నభ దేహమాద్యంతవానేష ద్రవ్య ప్రాణగుణాత్మక ఆత్మన్యవిద్యయా క్లుప్త సంసారేది దేహినం ఆత్మనోన్యేన సంయోగో వియోగశ్చాసదస్సది తద్దేతు తద్దేదుత్వా తత్ప్రసిద్ధేర్ దుర్గ్రూపాఖ్యాం యథారవే జన్మాదేసు దేహస్య విక్రియాన్ ఆత్మన క్వచిల్ కళానామివ నైవేందుర్ ప్రదృహ్యస్య కుహూరివ యథాశయనమాత్మానం విషయాన్ ఫలమేవ చ అనుభుంక్తే ప్రసత్యర్థే తదాత్మోత్యభుతోభవం తస్మాదజ్ఞానజం శోకం ఆత్మశోష విమోహనం తత్వజ్ఞానే నిర్హృత్య స్వస్థాభవ శుచిస్మితే శ్రీశుకౌవాచ ఏం భగవదా తన్వి రామేణ ప్రతిబోధిత వైమనస్యం పరిత్యజ్య మనోబుద్ధ్యా సత్సమాధతే ప్రాణావశేషముల్ సృష్టో దుర్విహ్రదబల ప్రభ స్మరన్ విరూపకరణం విదతాత్మనోరథ చక్రే భోజకటం నామ నివాసాయ మహల్పురం అహత్వా దుర్మదిం కృష్ణం ప్రత్యూహే వీయసీం కుండినం న ప్రవేక్ష్యామి త్యక్త్వా తద్రావసదృశ భగవాన్ భీష్మకసుత ఏవం నిర్జిత్య భూమిపాన్ పురమానీయ విధివత్ ఉపయేమే కురుద్వహ తథా మహోత్సవో నృణం ఇదు వుయాం గృహే గృహే అభూదనన్యభావానాం కృష్ణేయదుపదౌ నృప నరా నార్యశ్చమిద ప్రమృష్టమణికుండల పారియర్పర్హముపాజహ్రోరయోశ్చిత్రవాససౌ స వృష్ణిపుర్యతపిబేంద్రకేతుభి విచిత్రమాల్యాంబరరత్నదోరణై భవ ప్రతిద్వారిపక్లుప్తమంగళై ఆపూర్ణ కుంభాగరుదూపదీపగై అగరుదూపదీపగై సిక్తమార్గామరచ్యుద్భి ఆహూత ప్రేష్టభూభుజం గజర్ద్వసు పరామృష్ట రంభాపూకోపశోభిత కురు సంజయ కైగేయ విదర్భ Vidarbhayadugundaya Mudho Mududre Plasmin Sambramat Paridhavadam Rukminya Haranam Shutva Kiyamanam Tadasada Rajano Rajaganyascha Babu Vurdrashavismida Brushavismida Dwaragayama Vudrajan Mahamoda Purogasam Rukminya Ramayobedam Trishtva Krishnam Shriyapadim Vishrimal Bhagavad Mahapurane Paramsyam Samidayam Paramamsyam Samidayam Dashamaskandi Uttarabde Rukmini Dvaham Nama Chadubanja Shatamodhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sangeevtanam Govinda Govinda In the last two chapters, it's Rukmini's marriage. Actually, Sri Shuka Brahmarshi summarized it very much and brought it to the very minimum in these two and a half chapters. First thing, Sri Shuka Brahmarshi had limitation with the time. 7 days only, Parishit had the time. So, same like the way Shuka Brahmarshi has done. In a summary, we can look at the marriage. Bhishmaka was ruling from Vidarbha. He was the king there, and he had 5 boys and a girl. The 5 boys, their names are mentioned. All very strange names. You can see Rukmi, Rukmarathi, Rukmabahu, Rukmagesho, Rukmamali. And all the 5 brothers, and they had a sister by name Rukmini. Rukmini the sister. And also, other thing, with this Rukmini, what happened? Sopa Shrutya Mugundasya Rubavirya Gunashriya Grihagadir Giyamanam Tammene Sadrisham Padi. At a very early age in life, Rukmini came to hear about Krishna. Sopa Shrutya Mugundasya, about Krishna's beauty, Krishna's heroic activities, transcendental qualities, so many things about Krishna. Rukmini heard about this because usually at that time, from the childhood, Rukmini, while in the palace, Sridharada Maharshi, Garga Maharshi, the 4 Kumaras, all of them used to come on their visit to see the king in Vidarbha. And they all used to talk about Krishna to the king, to Bhishmaga. They used to talk about it. They spoke about the lifting of the Govardhana hill and Krishna consuming the whole fire, the Avagni Panam, the consumption of the whole fire, killing of Kaliya. These great heroic activities has been spoken in Bhishmaga's palace by the rishis who came there. In the same time, Rukmini's marriage was being arranged. Bhishmaga was making inquiries and looking for a suitable bridegroom for Rukmini. So naturally, in the palace, it was a topic for discussion. Princess. Rukmini is the princess, isn't he? So Rukmini decided, Rukmini heard about Krishna so much. Rukmini decided that if I am going to get married, it will only to Krishna. I will only get married to Krishna. And this Rukmini decided inside. Young girl, she has made a very strong decision in that way. So when Rukmini is making all this decision here, Narada Maharshi goes to Dwaraka and talk to Krishna about Rukmini. Narada Maharshi has a lot of engagements in this way. So by now Krishna has settled down in Dwaraka, and while talking to Krishna about various things, what's going on elsewhere, Sri Narada Maharshi used to talk about Rukmini to Krishna a lot. About Rukmini to Krishna. So from the words of Narada Maharshi, Krishna understood what that Mahalakshmi has come. That Mahalakshmi from Vaikuntham had come here and has appeared in the palace in Vidarbha, in the Vidarbha king's palace, and is present there, that you can see there. If you look into the verse 24, Tam Buddhi Lakshanam Audaryam Rupam Shilam Gunashrayam Krishnascha Sadrashim Bhairyam Samudhodhum Manodhade. Samudhodhum Manodhade. That she will be the right wife for me, Krishna decided. And Krishna also decided, while Rukmini has made this decision in the palace in Vidarbha, in Dwaraka Krishna has also made the decision that I should marry Rukmini. And they have not even met each other till now. They have met in the Vaikuntham, but not here. So Krishna has heard about Rukmini's qualities, everything from Sri Narada Maharshi, and Krishna decided, and Rukmini also heard about Krishna and decided to marry Krishna. Only thing, they have mutually heard about each other. Not that after seeing each other they decided the marriage, by hearing about them. So generally this marriage story of Rukmini is not like an ordinary marriage. It's not like an ordinary marriage. Therefore, if you talk about Rukmini's marriage from the spiritual side, not many people will be interested. People like to hear the marriage in a mundane level, isn't it? How it happened. Because people like us, our taste is not for the spiritual life. Rather, we will be more interested to hear how did Rukmini get married to Krishna? How that happened, isn't it? So Sri Shukla Brahma, she says there that this marriage story, what is spoken in the Bhagavatam, is for our taste, to suit our taste. That means, when two people fell in love and they got married, and what you call the love marriage or whatever that it is called, and we all get caught up in all those kind of things, and meet up with somebody and then you decide to get married. It is not in that way it happened here. Normally, as you know, how you meet up with your fiancé or future, whomever you're going to marry later, which may end up in marriage, whatever it may be. But it is not that way it has happened here. There is a difference of thousands of miles between Vidarbha and Dwaraka. Vidarbha and Dwaraka. Between Krishna and Rukmini. Dwaraka is one end and Vidarbha is right in the middle of the country, far away from Dwaraka. So, but these two personalities, Krishna and Rukmini, decided, both of them within themselves, that they are going to marry each other. So, in the middle of all these things, many other, there were so many kings, young princes, who heard about Rukmini, and they wanted to marry Rukmini as well. They also wanted to marry Rukmini. So they used to come to see Bhishmaga and talk to Bhishmaga about themselves and how they are qualified. So, many princes, after hearing about Rukmini and hearing about her beauty, that they were getting impatient. They were getting impatient. So they thought that before Rukmini get married to somebody else, they should approach Bhishmaga and request him to marry her to them. So they were visiting the palace very often. Many other princes were very visiting palace often. Rukmini is not that old. She is probably 10 or 11 years old. 11 years old. But Bhishmaga has to give a reply to them, isn't it, when so many princes are coming. So what did Bhishmaga do? What Bhishma decided that the best thing would be, he discussed with people who are very close to him in the palace. That means his children, the five brothers, and the queen, all of them. After discussing with all of them, they all had sensed that Rukmini had made up her mind that she wants to marry Krishna. They knew that. The brothers and Rani, Bhishmaga's wife, they all knew that Rukmini wants to marry Krishna. And the Bhishmaga's wife, that means the queen, was also favorable to that. She thought it will be a good fortune to get married to Krishna for Rukmini. And the king also thought, Bhishmaga thought, that if Rukmini have a desire like that to marry Krishna, having heard about Krishna so much, Bhishmaga also thought it may be the best thing to do, to marry Rukmini to Krishna. So the palace is favorable, king and the queen is favorable, and the discussion is ongoing in the palace, how it should be organized, how to come to a conclusion with everything. But the eldest son, Rukmi, he is inimical to Krishna. As soon as Rukmi hear about Krishna's name, he gets very upset. So he told, when he sensed that Bhishmaga is thinking about, at least in his thoughts, about marrying Rukmini to Krishna, he didn't want the things to go progress further. So what he did was, and this Rukmi is also a peculiar nature he has. And this Rukmi's nature is not analyzed in the Bhagavadam so much. If you read in Mahabharatam, you will see he is very obstinate and very strong in his, he argues and he sticks to his position, won't give up anything. Nature like that he had, very obstinate. So he goes to the king, to Bhishmaga, and tells him that never marry Rukmini to Krishna. That was his suggestion. And his logic was, she is a princess born in a very royal and aristocratic family, and who is Krishna? He doesn't even have a proper address. Some people say he was born in Mathura, some people say he was born in Gokulam, and then seems to have any background. This was a good background for Krishna. He says to him, nobody is able to really identify where he comes from. Nobody has any knowledge about him. Some people say he has never been educated. He has never went to school. And throughout history, we have never seen him ruling a kingdom or any kind of royal relationship with anybody. So he has no royal background, no aristocratic background, no proper education. We have heard about him that he used to look after cows, or like a shepherd, he was wandering around in the forests in Mathura and Vrindavan, looking after the cows and calves there. That is his background as far as we know. Rukmi is saying all the wrong thing, wrong way he is presenting Krishna to the king Bhishmaka. So he says to him, so that's how Rukmi is thinking about hanging about Krishna. First thing he says, I know about him that in Vrindavanam he has spent his childhood with the cowherd boys there. And some people say that that is his basic occupation, looking after the cows and calves, Gopala. Some people say he is a Yadava. Some people say like that. But there is no proof for anything. And Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj were the parents, we were told before. His parents are Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. But later on, after some time, we say Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj is not his parents. Vasudeva and Devaki is his parents. We heard like that. Is there any history like this for anybody? So, we do not want to get involved with a family like that, who doesn't have a proper background. Totally confusing, he says. And even if you look at his qualification, education-wise also, not much to talk about. Never went to school or college or anywhere like that. And also, we heard a lot of stories that he used to steal things in Vrindavan. Butter, cheese, milk, and used to flirt with the women there in Vrindavanam. This was his youth and young in the early life. By some reason, one day Akrura went there, and the cowherd boys requested him to take him away from there. This is the way the whole thing is. So, somehow or the other, if you can take this, because he was causing so much problem for the inhabitants of Vrindavanam, all the cowherd men requested Akrura, if you can just take him from there and get him to the other side of the Kalindi river and leave him there. Because lot of things were getting stolen in Vrindavan, and you could never find out who was doing it. The butter was getting stolen, and sometimes gopi saris were getting stolen, all these things. So even things which are not of any use was getting stolen. So this was the problem. If you can get him out to the other side of Kalindi river, then he won't come back. So just like in the villages, what they do, if the cats become a problem, cats will never leave home, isn't it? Even if you go and take them, maybe they'll come back. So they'll go and take them to the opposite side of the river and leave them there, because they won't come through the water swimming. So that's the way to get rid of the cat. So in a similar way, Rukmi is saying to Bhishmaga that all the people in Vrindavan requested, the cowherd men requested Akrura, if you can take Krishna from here and get rid of him, take him to the other side of Kalindi and leave him there and come back. And so that was the request. So Akrura took him away, telling him that we will take you to the festival, what was organized by Kamsa. And there is a big feast and music and everything. So Krishna is very fond of all these things. Music, feast, and also festival. So he managed to take him in the chariot in that way and took him into the other side of the river. This is the history of his childhood. Rukmini is putting forward the bio data of Krishna to Bhishmaga. So it's not very impressive, he said. But what can be done? There's one good thing. Kamsa was killed anyway. And And actually, he has killed his uncle. Rukmini is saying, he has killed his uncle. At that time, Bhishmaka says to Rukmini that, then whom should I marry him to? If, because the whole presentation about Krishna was so bad that Bhishmaka understood that Rukmini is not in favor of marrying Krishna to Rukmini, Rukmini to Krishna. And Bhishmaka also have a problem. This Rukmini is the eldest one, next king. He did not want to go against him and cause a problem within the family. So as soon as Bhishmaka wanted to know Rukmini's thoughts in this, Rukmini says, what's the question? That there are many qualified people among us, the princes of those days. And Shishubala, people say that he is an incarnation himself. Why not marry him? And many wonderful things have happened at the time of his birth. Whose birth? Shishupala's birth. And do not discuss this matter anymore. There is nothing much to discuss. And let us decide a proper time for the marriage. And then I would like to marry Rukmini to Shishupala. This was Rukmini's suggestion to Bhishmaka. It has been decided. That's how Rukmini spoke to Bhishma. It's been decided that Rukmini will marry Shishupala. So, to say anything against Rukmini is difficult for Bhishmaka because of the situation in the palace. So, they decided the marriage and the date and time, everything was fixed. And there is a system that they have to inform Rukmini about this. So that was a process. So after it was decided, Rukmini made the arrangements to inform everything to Rukmini that your marriage has been arranged with Shishupala. So when Rukmini heard that, first thing, her eldest brother who has decided this, and she is not strong enough to go against Rukmini's decision. She knows that very well. Rukmini is a very powerful person as well. As soon as she heard this news, she cried and tears started coming from her eyes. But Srinarada Maharshi, when he used to come to the palace and talk about Krishna, he used to say that time that even if you are away from Krishna, it doesn't matter. If you think about him, if you remember him and ask for help, you will get the help from Krishna. She was a very young girl, 11 years old, had heard this from Narada Maharshi in the palace. So Rukmini as a child thought about Krishna at that time and says to Krishna, why do you put me through this misery? Do you not know my distress in this situation? And she decided, she was thinking about it, crying at the same time, and she is sitting in the palace in that way. So while she was in that state, thinking about her marriage to Shishupala and the misery that's going to come after that, all these things, Rukmini is thinking about that. It was by chance, one Brahmana came into the palace, who was very well liked by everybody in the palace. Why he was liked? Because of his nature. Brahmanas are generally liked by their qualities, isn't it? What you see, read in the Bhagavad Gita and in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Everyone liked him, the austerity, the truthfulness, the friendly relationship he had with everybody. So, This Brahmana also heard about this, that Rukmini's marriage has been arranged with Shishupala. So Brahmana thought, if Rukmini gets married to Shishupala, afterwards she will go with Shishupala to his palace, and then I will never see her again. So he thought, before the marriage, let me go and see Rukmini and speak to her a few minutes, just as a courtesy visit, and then go. This was in the Brahmana's mind. It is with this intention Brahmana had walked into the palace. So she walked into the palace to see Rukmini. When he got there, Rukmini is sitting and crying there, thinking about her marriage. She was in a very upset situation. So as soon as the Brahmana came to see Rukmini, Rukmini offered the seat to the Brahmana and told him to sit, and wiped her tears, everything, and told the Brahmana to sit down. The Brahmana says to Rukmini that I heard that your marriage has been decided. The marriage has been decided that you're going to get married to a very qualified person like Shishupala. And I thought you'll be a very happy person, but when I see you, you look very disturbed and very unhappy altogether. So what has happened to you? Brahmana says to Rukmini, if it is not something objectionable, you can tell me what the problem is. Brahmana understood the situation with Rukmini. The good thing about this Brahmana was, he was trustworthy. You can tell him anything, he won't tell anybody else. He won't tell that to anybody else. Anybody can tell him anything, and he keeps everything in confidence. You could trust him to that extent. That was the special nature of that Brahmana. He does not have that nature. If you say something to somebody, he'll go and tell somebody else and cause havoc from that. That nature he didn't have. Anybody could trust him, and he will do whatever he can for others. So the Rukmini says to him, he says to the Brahmana, actually, it is not my marriage that has been decided. If they marry me to Shishupala, then I will die. I will die. That is definite. And I don't have any problem with that, she says. She says to Brahmana, one day I have to die anyway. But unfortunate thing is, my dear Brahmana, I have a desire in my heart, but there is nobody in this palace who can help me in that. Nobody in this palace. Bhishma, Rukmi has made this decision about my marriage. My father, Bhishmaka, he will go with whatever my brother says. And my mother, even though she knows what my desire is, she will not take the initiative to talk to Rukmi, because he is not going to listen to her anyway. It's all right, I'm a princess. That's all great thing. But what is the use, she says. Brahmana asked Rukmini, what is the matter? So Rukmini says, I have only one desire. If you can inform about this decision to marry me to Shishupala, if this information is somehow or the other pass on to Krishna in Dwaraka, I don't have anybody to inform this to Krishna. That is the only desire I have, she said. So whether he will come for the marriage or not, I don't know. And whether I will ever get married to him, that also I don't know. But only thing is, all you have to do, if you can help me, to go to Dwaraka and inform Krishna about that this decision in this palace to marry me to Shishupala has been made, marriage has been decided, and time and date, everything has been fixed. If you can just inform this to Krishna, that's all I need a help. Rukmini says to the Brahmana, I have heard about Krishna from many sources that he is very kind to the devotees. So Brahmana says to Rukmini, If Rukmini, if you have thought about Krishna in that way, then he will definitely come for the marriage. That is my opinion, Brahmana says to Rukmini. And he will even know without me going and telling him, says the Brahmana to Rukmini. Rukmini says to says to Brahmana, don't tell me all that Vedantam. I won't understand it, first of all. All I can tell you is I am very disturbed inside. And only thing is, if this message can be delivered to Krishna, that's all I need. Brahmana says to Rukmini, don't worry about that. I take care of that. I will take that responsibility. And saying this, Rukmini was a little bit peaceful about that. When Brahmana mentioned this to Rukmini, that's all I want, Rukmini said. But Brahmana said to Rukmini, you have to give me a little help in this. To go to Dwaraka. So Rukmini thought maybe he doesn't have any money to travel to Dwaraka, if that's what he's asking for, cash for the cost of petrol or whatever to travel to Dwaraka. No, not that. Brahmana says that Brahmana has enough yogic power to travel to Dwaraka. Brahmana says to Rukmini, if I go to Dwaraka and I say to Krishna that I have come representing Rukmini, Krishna may not accept that. How will Krishna know that I have come from you? Therefore, I should have some kind of document to show to Krishna that I am representing you. As a sort of document to prove that. So, therefore, whatever you want to say to Krishna, at least write it down and give it to me. At least write it down and give it to me. And then my responsibility is to take that letter, go there and hand it over to Krishna. I don't have to say anything then, which will be a better option. Who said this? Brahmana said this to Rukmini. So Rukmini thought, that's not a problem, I'll write it down and give it to you. And saying this, Rukmini immediately wrote a letter to Krishna. And that letter, in them days, you don't know probably, among the kings in the ancient times, they used to send messages to each other. They will write the message and they will roll it and put it in a tube-like thing and with the signed and seal. That is, the royal mail was sent in those days. Royal mail was sent in a different way. And messengers used to carry that. It was not like today. We are thinking that we are in a very advanced stage with our emails and Twitter and Facebook and this, then all nonsense what we are doing. But people in those days, they were satisfied with where they were. And they lived a life in a satisfied state. They didn't have a lot to write each other. Of course, among the kings there was more, among those who ruled the different kingdoms. The royal families used to correspond important things. And they used to send messengers with their messages. The funny thing is how our nature has changed to such an extent. Now if somebody is coming from King's Cross to Radlett, from every station he will phone, I am in this station, to the wife. And wife will keep asking, where are you now? Husband will say, I have reached Elstree, I am reached Radlett now. And I am waiting for the taxi. Like this, every minute there is a communication going on. It's not. So different, aren't we? But here, everything in that style, with the sail and steam, the royal mail was handed over to the Brahmana. And we may like to know what Rukmini wrote in that letter. Is it not? So, that is confidential. It won't be spoken now, later. So, anyway, the letter was handed over to him. And we are not allowed to read it until Krishna reads that. If Krishna allows us to have a look at it, we can have a look at that letter. So, the Brahmana himself do not know what was written in that letter. So, Brahmana has left Rukmini's palace Now the next scene is Brahmana is in Dwaraka. Brahmana has arrived in Dwaraka. You can imagine sometime around in the afternoon, say 4 or 5 o'clock, like that, Brahmana arrives in Dwaraka and Krishna had nothing to do. He was sitting there without doing anything. It was at that time the gatekeepers came and informed Krishna that some Brahmana had come to see him. So naturally, Brahmanas were given always free entrance without any questioning further. So Krishna invited him to come, for the Brahmana to come inside. And as soon as the Brahmana arrived inside, Krishna got up from his throne, from the throne, went close up to him and held his hand very closely and brought him inside and told him to sit on the throne. And you will see, if you look at that chapter, in the verse 29, 52, 29, how Krishna received that Brahmana. Tvam buktavandam vishrandam ubagamya satam gati panina abhimrishan pada avyagrastam apruchadaha. Tvam buktavandam vishrandam ubagamya satam gati panina abhimrishan pada avyagrastam apruchadaha. About 10 or 15 minutes, Krishna has, after washing his feet, and after Brahmana has washed his face, hands, everything, a simple prasadam was given to him. Krishna himself offered the food, served the food to him. No hurry at all. Krishna was not in a hurry. Brahmana is also not in a hurry. And they sat down. But Brahmana is in a little bit of a hurry to go back to tell Rukmini what has happened. But until Krishna says what the decision is, he can't leave. So Brahmana is looking at Krishna's face. But keeping himself under control, and Krishna is acting as though there is nothing in a hurry. Nothing in a hurry. Without letter, Krishna has known everything what's going on in Vidarbha, in Rukmini's heart, in Brahmana's heart. Everything is known to Krishna. But Krishna is asking Brahmana what was the purpose of the visit. That is why in Bhagavatam will say, Leela Manusha Vigraha. Leela Manusha Vigraha. Krishna's pastimes are like that. Everything is fun for Krishna. Even this is fun for him. Mahabharata war is also fun. Killing Kamsa is also fun. Dancing with the gopis in Rasa dance is also fun. Rajasuyam sacrifice is also fun. Killing Shishuvara is also fun. Everything from beginning to end, it is fun for Krishna. Suppose, imagine, if we were in that position, in Krishna's position, if the Brahmana had come like that, we would have asked Brahmana by now, tell me what was the idea? Why did you come? What was the purpose? We would have tried to find out from him, isn't it? But Krishna was not showing any kind of concern at all about this whole visit. And he was playing it very, very, as they say these days, very cool about the whole thing. So, why? Krishna has a problem here. He has to always prove to the world he is not God. That is his problem. Every moment, in every dealings, he has to act as though he is an ordinary human being. So, and here, we would have thought that, oh Brahmana, if you had come all the way here, crossing the sea, everything to Dwaraka, you must have had some purpose behind it. Without a purpose, you wouldn't have come here. So, anyway, Krishna says to him that if you have something to say, please tell me what it is. Something has to be done from me, then I am willing to listen to that, Krishna says. And I will try to fulfill if you have any desire. If not, if it is something you want to get done from Ugrasena, who is the king, or from my brother Balaram, you can tell me. I will make arrangements for that. At that time, Brahmana had a bag on his shoulder, opened the bag and took out this letter, what Rukmini had given. Brahmana looked at Krishna's face and then handed over the letter. Krishna with both the hands received the letter in a very respectful way. Received the letter. What is this? It's a letter, Brahmana says. Krishna says, I have understood that. He said, where is it from? He said, Brahmana says that in Vidarbha, King Vidarbha's palace, Bhishmaga, who has a daughter there, whose name is Rukmini, her marriage has been decided. This is the invitation letter for the marriage. Says this. So, are you the messenger for delivering the invitation for all the marriages? Krishna asked the Brahmana. Because you can see at the time of marriage, we will say, we don't post now these days letters. You go personally, you have to invite, go give the letter, and personally you have to invite for the marriage. That's the system anyway. So I have come on that way, personally to invite you. So, but I have not taken any responsibility to deliver the letters everywhere. Only here I have come with that responsibility. That too, my job is only to come and give you the letter. Rukmini had sent me this letter through you. So, Krishna says to him, does that mean that you were sent here specifically to Dwaraka for this? Brahmana says, yes. So, did Bhishmaga send you here? Krishna is asking. So, Brahmana got a little serious at that time when Krishna asked that question. Rukmini had sent this to me to give it to you directly, he said. And saying this, the Brahmana looked at Krishna's face at that point. How the face will change, how the reaction will be from Krishna's face, whether it will turn out to be Durga Devi or Bhadragali or whatever that is. So, looked at Krishna's face, no change, no change at all, exactly the same like before. That is the most interesting thing. Neither shown any sign of happiness, nor any showed any sign of anger, or no change at all, exactly the same. Very cool, and took out the letter. And Krishna, Brahmana could not figure out anything, what the reaction is from Krishna. Brahmana looked at the face again, and we will leave it at that. At that time, Krishna opened the letter. And in a golden letters it's written. And the beautiful handwriting. Rukmini had a very good handwriting. Rukmini has written the letter. Krishna looked at that and read it and handed the letter back to the Brahmana. Brahmana got a shock. Read the letter and he handed it back to the Brahmana again. Basically it is a love letter, isn't it? And Brahmana has come with this letter from Rukmini. And in the evening time, and why, you know why Brahmana got upset? Brahmana got upset because Brahmana thought, the way Krishna looked at him and handed the letter back, is Krishna upset with me? Because that's the time when Brahmana is supposed to perform bathe in the river and perform Sandhyavandanam. Instead of you are doing this kind of business, running around with letters, delivering letters and all. So, Brahmana not doing his duty as he is meant to do, performing Sandhyavandanam, instead of doing this, delivering love letters to the husband or wife, whatever, is this the kind of, he should be perform Sandhyavandanam and chanting Gayatri at this time. Instead of, is he doing all these things? And if Krishna asks that question, he has no answer for that. What will he say? Brahmana was in a bit of a shock when the letter was handed over. And Krishna has then again, give that letter, he said, took it back from Brahmana and says to him, Krishna has a way of dealing with people like this. that he will testify people. He will verify people's nature in different ways. And without examining, he won't let anybody in. Brahmana got a little frightened when Krishna saw that. He was a little bit frightened. Krishna says to Brahmana, "All right, read the letter yourself," he said to the Brahmana. He said, "And I will listen to it," he said. So when Krishna said that, Brahmana felt a bit relief. He felt a bit relief. And not only that, there was a little bit happiness also for Brahmana. Why? That Brahmana also wanted to know what Rukmini has written in the letter. There's some kind of curiosity. It's natural, isn't it? You've taken a very confidential mail from Rukmini to Krishna. What exactly has she written? Brahmana wanted to know that. So, because Krishna gave the letter to Brahmana and asked him to read it, Brahmana was able to hear what she has written. We also got to read that letter, what Rukmini has written. So, he wrote this letter and he told Brahmanas to read it. So, not only Brahmana got happy, everybody else also got the opportunity to see what's written in that letter. So, what did Rukmini write in that letter? There's another advantage. Those who want to write such letters in the future, this could be a template for that. So many things benefits from that, isn't it? So if they say that letter is there, only thing is it is in verses. That's the only problem. It is in beautiful, famous verses in the Bhagavadam. These verses from Rukmini, which you will see there, starting from the... In the 52nd chapter, from 37 to 43. That's Rukmini's letter to Krishna. If you read that letter, you will see the sentences, the way the letter has been written. Vedavyasa Maharshi had only one intention, that while writing about this Rukmini's marriage, the history of Rukmini's marriage, through that, to attract everybody's mind towards Krishna. That's all Vedavyasa Maharshi has thought. Actually, this message is nothing but the knowledge in the Vedanta. That is Vedavyasa Maharshi's thoughts behind it. To get the spiritual message through to us. It is Vedantam, that what you find in those verses. Rukmini means Jiva. Rukmini is Jiva. Krishna means Paramatma. We are the Jivalma. Rukmini is also the Jivalma. Krishna is the Paramatma, super soul. And Jivalma, with the help of the spiritual master or guru, how he gets closer, gets to the Paramatma, that is the story of this Rukmini's marriage to Krishna. To tell us that story, it has spoken in this way. Rukmini is the Jivalma. Brahmana is the guru. Krishna is the Paramatma. So with the help of the guru, how Jivalma gets close to Paramatma, that message goes back to the spiritual world. That message in the story form, Vedavyasa Maharshi wanted to tell us, and Rukmini's marriage is the opportunity for that. And this is Rukmini's marriage. But if you say this, that Jivalma wants to go to Paramatma, and therefore and this Brahmana is the spiritual master, people will say, so what? What do I have to do for that? But when you say it like this, through the story of Rukmini and Rukmini's attachment to Krishna, Sri Shuka Brahmarshi in the Srimad Bhagavatam, even if he has told the whole thing about the marriage in the Bhagavatam, we don't have time to listen. So you can imagine, if it was spoken in a way like that, through in the Vedantic style, nobody would listen to it. Therefore, even if it is in the story form it is spoken, we are not getting attracted to it. So, accordingly, Sri Shukha Brahmarshi has tried to make this story as attractive as possible, and he has brought this Rukmini story, marriage story, and expanded on that to so much in Bhagavatam, knowing very well the limitation of time. So, when Brahmana looked at Krishna's face, Krishna told him to read it. So Brahmana opened and took out the letter and started reading. And Sridharacharya Swamiji mentions this in his own commentary in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, and when Brahmana opened up the letter and started reading, Krishna says, start reading. Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara shrunvatam te nirvishya karna vivarer haratonga tapam rupam drisham drishimadam akhilartalapam toyachuda vishadijittam apatrapam me. The seven verses there, the essence is there that normally, that these verses are important, and it will not be proper that we don't discuss these verses, which are spoken by Rukmini to Krishna. Because in Rukmini's marriage, these verses are the most important thing in the whole marriage. And Krishna also, when the first verse was read, Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara shrunvadam te, that this is how the letter begins. Rukmini is saying to Krishna, in the first verse itself, bhuvana sundara. Gopis called Krishna Shyama Sundara. Rukmini has called Krishna Bhuvana Sundara, isn't it? That means Krishna's beauty is spoken in different ways by gopis as well as Rukmini Devi. So Rukmini says here about Krishna, Bhuvana Sundara, about Krishna's beauty, and Shrunvadam Te Nirvishya Karna Vivareer Haratonga Tapam Shrutva. I have heard this. What is that? That your capacity to give life to people who have lost their life, the way you have lifted Govardhana Hill and many other famous pastimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and also your character and your beauty, personal beauty. Hearing all these things, he says, Rupam drisham drishim adham akhilartalabham tvai achyuda vishadi chittam apatrapamme. That hearing all these things, my mind is completely got attracted to you, seeing that you form, and I am unable to take my mind away from you. This was the first senses, and I am helpless, and therefore you should come and to this Vidarbha kingdom and marry me and take me away from here. This is how Rukmini began that. Krishna looked at the Brahmana at this time, and when he looked at Brahmana thought, why is he looking at me like this? And he says there that if you, the way Krishna looked, Brahmana understood that, is Rukmini so weak in her heart that she heard something about me? Brahmana understood the way Krishna looked, that Krishna is saying, Is Rukmini so weak at heart? Something she has heard about me. Immediately sends a letter, look, come and marry me straight away. What is this? These sages, Krishna knows that, about Narada Maharshi, the four Kumaras, all of them, they must have gone and said something about me to her. She has only heard, she has not even seen me. But after hearing that, she has decided, I have decided to marry you, and send this letter. And I think, Krishna says, that Rukmini is not very matured in all these things, while doing things like this. Brahmana says, no, it's not like that. Rukmini has thought about this enough. And it's after that she has written this. And that you can see there. Katva mukunda mahati kulashila rupa vidya vayo dravina dhama bhiralpmatulyam dhirapadim kulavadim navranida kanya kale narasimha naraloka manobhiramam. That was the next verse. It says, Katva mukunda mahati. Born in a very aristocratic family, very good education, very beautiful form, very powerful, good relationships, and all these good qualifications is normal for any young girl who wants to marry a husband, who wants to have a husband, and any girl will desire to have a husband who has all these qualities. And that is a natural thing. And at the time of marriage, a girl will have such a desire in her heart. And I have not seen anybody else except you who has all these qualifications. Ka tva mukunda mahati kula shila rupa vidya vayo dravina dhamabi atmatulyam dhirapatim kulavati navranida kanya kale narsimha naraloka manobhiramam. And this does not exist in anybody else, and it will never happen to anybody else. Therefore, I have thought about all these things enough, and I have made this decision afterwards, and I am written this letter to you afterwards. And not that I don't have the strength in my mind, I have thought enough about this. So, when Krishna heard this second verse, Brahmana was thinking, it looks like Rukmini has decided everything. It looks like that the whole decision has been made. So at that time, Krishna is saying, rereading the Brahmana has read the next verse. Tunme bhavan khaluvrida padiranga jaya almarpidascha bhavado otra vipho videhi mavira bhagam abhimarshadu chaidyam aral goma yuvan mrgapade belim ambujaksha. Belim ambujaksha. That. By third verse, more or less, Rukmini is saying, I have decided. There is no more discussion necessary. That, and you should come here and marry me. All these things has come in that verse. And so you can see from the first to third verse, what thoughts have been going through Rukmini's mind, the way Rukmini has formulated that letter. In the first letter, Rukmini says how she got attracted to Krishna. Second verse, Rukmini is saying that the qualifications for a good husband, and which I find everything in you, and there is no need for me to further, I have thought about everything in depth, and I have made my decision. Second verse. In third verse, Rukmini is saying to Krishna that I have decided that to marry you, and you should come here and marry me and make the arrangements for that. So, Krishna looked at Brahmana. She has made the decision, but I have not made the decision yet. And she says that if I am not ready to come and marry her, so if I don't come and marry her, what will happen? That was coming out from Krishna. The answer for that is that verse. He says here, Ma vira bhagam abhimarshadu chaidyam aral goma ayuvan mrgapade belim ambujaksha. That the lion in the forest has got something to eat. When the lion was going to eat the say a deer or an animal, what it has got killed and brought it, and the lion wants to eat that animal. The lions, you will notice, they won't eat the whole thing straight away. They'll kill the animal and leave it there. And it will lie there for a while, like a royal feast. It will take its own time to eat. Suppose by chance a fox comes there and sees the flesh lying there, and the fox takes away the food from the lion. Who should feel ashamed? The lion, isn't it? Lion should feel ashamed. Say, for example, a good deer. The lion has caught a nice deer. And he brought it. After killing the animal, they won't eat straight away. We'll drag it around for a while and leave it somewhere where it feels comfortable. And in a slow space, he'll try to start eating that. So it was at that time a fox, which doesn't have very good health either, and in a very unhealthy state, comes there, and he comes there, and slowly, when the lion is looking at it, he starts eating this food, what it has brought up, and try to take that deer away from here. Who is responsible then? Who should feel ashamed? At that time, Krishna says it is the lion. The lion is answerable. So, similarly, if you don't come and take Rukmini away, and instead Shishupala comes and marry her, then it's better that you don't live anymore. You better kill yourself. That's what the Brahmana's words were. That you better kill yourself. And if you don't kill yourself, I'll kill myself. A warning to. And when, say that, Dhirappadim kulavati navrunida manya kale narsimha naralokamanobhiramam. When Rukmini addressed Narasimham like that, Krishna smiled. Why did he smile? This Rukmini, Krishna knows, was Mahalakshmi in the previous life, isn't it? Actually, she is Mahalakshmi. When Krishna came as Narasimham, and Brahma told Mahalakshmi to go and pacify Narasimham, she says, it's better that I don't do it. He said, I have never seen a mood like this before. So if I go now to pacify him, we just don't know what will happen. Mahalakshmi got frightened. Brahma didn't want to go. Shiva didn't want to go. Mahalakshmi didn't want to go. Nobody wanted to go to pacify Narasimham. You will see in the Prahlada Stuti that, in the 7th canto, Saptama Skandam. There, who had to go? Finally, Prahlada had to go. Prahlada went and pacified. After hearing Prahlada Stuti, Narasimham came down to his normal state. Otherwise, he was roaring with anger after killing Hiranyakashipu. Is it not? And at that time, Brahma was saying to Mahalakshmi, thinking that being wife and all that, Narasimham won't get angry with her. But Krishna says, I remember that day, how she ran away from there, seeing the Narasimham form. And now she is sending the message, Kale Narasimha Naraloga Manobhiramam. That Narasimha form was how beneficial to the whole society. Rukmini is writing like that, and Krishna smiled, thinking about that incarnation of Narasimha. There's a lot of things in these verses. So, and she says there, that if you don't come and marry me, what I will do? I will, the answer to that is in this verse, that if you don't do that, I will do everything in my life, in my capacity. I'll perform all the austerities and penances. I will perform as much charity as I can. I'll worship all the great personalities in this world. And if whatever I have done in my previous life and in this life, if there is any credit for that, that all that credit I will pass on to you, and you have to marry me. And don't abandon me. Don't leave me alone like this. And this was her prayers again. She says, Purteshta, that's what she is saying. Purteshta datta deyamam vrada deva vipra ഗുരുവർച്ചനാധിവിരലം ഭഗവാൻ പരേശ ആരാധിതോ യദി ഗദാഗ്രജമേത്യ വാണിം ഗ്രഹണാതു മേന തമഘോഷ സുദാദയോന്യൈഹി. When Rukmini said this, that if I, when these verses were read in that way, and finally Rukmini said that if you don't marry me, if I have to give up this body, I'll give up this body. And another 100 lifetimes if it's necessary. Jehyamasun Vrata Krishachada Sadajanma Visyal, at the last end of that prayers, she says, Yarhyambu Jaksha Nalabhesha Bhaval Prasadam Jehyamasun Vrata Krishachada Janma Visyal. If you are not satisfied with me, if you don't come and marry me, if I have to take another 100 lifetimes, I'm willing to do that. And I will, in these 100 lifetimes, I will do austerities and penances till I get back to you. A very stern and strong warning from Rukmini to Krishna. As soon as he said that, when Brahmana read that verse, Krishna says to Brahmana, when is the marriage? When is the marriage? When Krishna asked that question, Brahmana got a relief inside. He didn't want to go empty-handed back to Rukmini. He wanted to go back to Rukmini and give a firm reply from Krishna to her. So now Brahmana felt a little relieved. So Brahmana says to him, it's day after tomorrow, the marriage is. And so Krishna thought about that. We have to organize everything, isn't it? There's not much time left. It's to leave straight away. And I don't even know where Rukmini is in the palace. And because the marriage has been arranged, many, many visitors had come. And they're all staying in the palace. And there was so much army, Bhishmaka's army is there. And bodyguards, Rukmini had bodyguards as well. And relations, everybody. Where Rukmini is, I don't know. So what do I have to do? That means to get Rukmini, I will have to have a fight there. There's no other way Rukmini is going to come. And which means that I will have to kill a lot of her relations or her bodyguards and other kings who had come for the marriage. Not only that, if I start the war, Rukmini's father and her brothers, they will all come for the fight first. And I'll have to kill them also. So that means to marry Rukmini, I'll have to kill more or less all the members of her family. All members of her family. So Krishna says to Brahmana, after doing all these things, what's the fun in all these things? So is it not better to give up this whole thing? Krishna was seeing, testing the water to see the reaction from the Brahmana. Brahmana says to Krishna, you don't have to worry about that. Brahmana has to do his selling side of it. So he's selling the principle, saying to Krishna, Rukmini has given you some way to come out of this problem without killing anybody, how to come out of this issue. So Krishna says, what is that? He says, the day before the marriage, that means tomorrow, Rukmini will go to the temple. There, Paradevada, whom they worship, there is a Devi temple. Rukmini will go to that temple. And she will go and pray to Sri Parvati there. And she will leave the palace and go to see Sri Parvati at the temple. So you could see her while she is going to the temple. So Krishna heard that and thought about it. Krishna says, so that means day after tomorrow is the marriage. Tomorrow is the last day she will go to the temple to see Sri Parvati there. And that means around 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the morning she will go. This is today evening. And tomorrow, imagine tomorrow, if day after tomorrow is the marriage. Tomorrow morning, early morning, say 9 o'clock, Rukmini will go to Sri Parvati's temple to get her blessings there. So, at that time you can see Rukmini. At that time another doubt came there, that if I make some mistake, you can't do anything about it later, isn't it? Lot of people will be going to the temple to see Sri Parvati. So how will I know which one is Rukmini? Krishna's question to Brahmana. How will I know which one is Rukmini? Then if I keep asking people, which is Rukmini? I don't know anybody there. Then can you go and ask people like this, which is Rukmini? That also won't look very good. So then I'll have to find out where you are, Brahmana, and ask you who is Rukmini, where Rukmini is. Because that also may not happen, because you will be busy looking for prasadam somewhere in some temple. You'll be trying to find a meal somewhere. That's what normally you do, isn't it? So, and suppose I have taken some girl from there and put her into the chariot and brought her here, thinking that it is Rukmini. And after getting to Dwaraka, I found out it's not Rukmini. Then, then what will people talk about me? Already I have a very bad name from my childhood. Krishna says to the Brahmana, if this also, I have stopped all those activities. Now I am a very gentleman, Krishna says. Now if this happens, my name is not so good. And if this happens, what will people start talking about me? Krishna says to Brahmana. So is it not better to give up this whole idea? Brahmana looks at Krishna and says to him, if you start getting worried like this, what can we do? Nobody thinks like this. Rukmini has sorted out all that problem, how to identify her and how to take her away, kidnap her from there. Everything she has written in the letter. I will read that verses. So she is reading that verses for fees. In the 42nd verse, Andapurandara jari imani hatya bandhum tvamudvahe kathamidi pravadam upayam purvedyurasti mahadi kuladevi atra yasyam bahir navavadhu girijam upayad. Girijam upayad. Then, when Rukmini goes to the temple to see Sri Parvati, it won't be necessary for you to ask anybody who Rukmini is. And because I will make sure that Rukmini will take that initiative from her side to make Krishna knows who Rukmini is. Same thing, Shukha Brahmashi is saying, Melpaturi Narayanam also said the same thing to Krishna. When Rukmini went to the temple to see Sri Parvati, and after saying her prayers when she was coming back from there, everyone, after seeing Rukmini, the beauty of Rukmini, even all the kings who were present there, they were all sitting in their chariots, they all got up. And Rukmini knew that this will happen. Rukmini knew that this will happen. Because Rukmini's beauty is such that all the princes who had come, they wanted to marry Rukmini. Shishubala wanted to marry Rukmini. So they are all there. And Rukmini knew very well that if Krishna comes, you will know, Rukmini says to Krishna, you will know who I am by seeing me. That beauty, Rukmini's beauty, her attraction, everything Rukmini has written in the letter, and she has also written there, I will make sure that you will know me, who I am. Identification. What is there? What is the problem? Brahmana says to Krishna. Then there is only one question to ask. Krishna says to Brahmana, if I don't come for the marriage, what will Rukmini do? What's her plan? Brahmana says, I will tell you that also. While handing over this letter to me, Rukmini has said one thing, that Rukmini wrote this letter, it took only 5 minutes to write this letter. And while giving this letter, he says to me that I have written one letter for Krishna, and there's one sentence in that at the end. I have a feeling that it was a little excess what I wrote. I shouldn't have written that way. But now that I have sealed the letter, I don't think I should break it and correct it. Rukmini has said this to me and handed over the letter to me. So, Krishna says, is there something mentioned, something so important in that? Then read that letter. That part is said. So, that is one, that 43rd verse he read. Brahmana read that verse. Yasyangri pangaja rajas mabanam mahando vanchandi abadiri valpadamo bahatyehi yar hambujasha nalabhesha bhaval prasadam jekhyamasun pratakrisha chada janma bhisyal. It's a strong warning to Krishna. What's the warning? Warning is this. If you don't come and marry me and take me away from here, I will commit suicide. And your hambujakshana labhesha bhaval prasadam. If you do not show mercy to me, jahyamasun vrata krishna chada janma visyal, I will perform such austerities and penances for hundreds of lifetimes if necessary, and then I will marry you at the end. Krishna read this last sentence from Rukmini, and Krishna says there that when he heard that verse, if after writing all this letter, and if I have begged at you to come and marry me, and if you don't marry me and not take me away from here, Rukmini is going to give up her body. That is the sentence. Not this lifetime, 100 lifetimes she is going to give up the body in the same way. If I don't get married in this lifetime, I will perform fasting. I'll fast, upavasam, everything, and I'll give up my body in that way. Next life, this vasana I had to marry you will follow me. And the next life also, I will send another letter to another brahmana towards you. And even if you don't come in the next life also, the life after that I'll do exactly the same thing. And in this way, hundreds of lifetimes, I will follow you to get you married to you. And 100 lifetimes, I'm willing to give up this body and take birth again. And till Rukmini comes to your lotus feet, she's not going to give up this. So at that time, Krishna understood, this is not a ghost whom you can get rid of. In the villages, they have systems like that, isn't it? Various kinds of mantravadam they do to get rid of the ghosts. Sometimes they say, certain ghosts, you can't get rid of them. So Krishna also realized, this is one ghost like that. You cannot get rid of it. No matter what you do, it's not going to go in that way. So Brahmana says to him, when he said this, Krishna got up from there and held Brahmana's hands and told him, and shook it. And he says him, and you will see there in the second chapter, Sri Bhagavan Uvacham, Atadaham Abhidachito, Nidram Chanalephe Nishi, Vedaham Rukmino Dveshan, Mamo Dvaho Nivarita. Krishna is saying to him that I only argued with you, my Brahmana, just want to see your opinion about it. And what Rukmini had to say, not otherwise. Actually, Rukmini has written this letter in a very disturbed state. But let me tell you my situation. He says, Nidram jana labhe nishi. I don't even get sleep at night thinking about Rukmini. Krishna is saying to the Brahmana. He says, I don't even get yatadaham abhidachito nidram jana labhe nishi. I don't get sleep at night thinking about Rukmini. Krishna was only a few minutes ago saying to Brahmana in a different way. So, Krishna says, I have decided to marry Rukmini since a long time, he says. But every single day I have been thinking about various things. And I also heard that this marriage has been arranged, already fixed. And the day I heard about this marriage has been arranged and decided, date has been decided, from that day onwards I have not slept, Krishna is saying now. So Brahmana looked at Krishna. Only a few minutes ago, Krishna's mood was as though I'm not interested. I don't care what happens. It's a completely indifferent mood. Suddenly the whole thing changed, totally opposite. And Krishna, Brahmana thought himself, who else can do it like this, act in this way? It is true, Krishna has not slept, because even devotees who serve Krishna, they don't get sleep because of the tamogunam in there. Then what's the question of Krishna sleeping? Krishna is Rishikesha also. Control of all the senses, doesn't sleep at all. So, another way you have to look at the whole words there, that what Krishna has spoken about is, thinking about Rukmini, Krishna has spoken this, and that Krishna has spoken based on the normal way in the ordinary world, ordinary people, how they will talk. In that way Krishna has spoken this. That's how we have to understand this. We shouldn't think that Krishna is like us. Thinking about Rukmini, Krishna was not getting sleep. Krishna doesn't sleep, doesn't need to sleep either. Because of the, Krishna is the control of the senses. And even the devotees don't get sleep. Because sleep means tamogunam in some sense. That tamogunam doesn't take over even the devotees, then what to talk about Krishna? So, why did Krishna say like this? It is later that Krishna, what Krishna meant by saying like this. See, initially people find it difficult when Krishna says, oh, he's also like us, thinking about Rukmini, couldn't get sleep. It is not in that way. So Krishna shook the hands and saying to him, Tadaham apyata chitto nidram chana labhe nishi. Before that, you can see, Vaidarbhyam sadusandesham nishamme yadunandana pragrihya panina panim prakasannidam abravid. Holding the Brahmana's hand, Krishna smiled and said this to him, Tadaham apyata chitto nidram chana labhe nishi Vedaham rukmina dvesha mamo dvaho nivarita. Actually, this Brahmana who had come there is in the previous lifetime in Ramavataram, Valmiki Maharshi wanted to, after Sita was abandoned in the forest, Valmiki was very upset about that, which you will see in the Ramayanam. Valmiki got so upset that Sita has been separated from Ramachandra. Because of that, Valmiki says to Ramachandra that time, till you are together, both of you are together, I will not go back to the spiritual world. I will stay here. Krishna says to Valmiki, that may not happen in this lifetime. You may have to wait for next time till I come. And that is why, if you look at that last verse in the 52nd chapter, when Brahmana Uvacham, ityede guhya sandesho yadu deva mayahritaha vimarshakartham yachatra kriyadam tadanandaram. When Brahmana addressed Krishna, yadu deva mayahrita, what does that mean? Indirectly Brahmana is saying to Krishna, do you know who I am? Yadu deva mayahrita. Krishna understood who he is. It is Valmiki, they say, who has come as a Brahmana in this. In the Krishnavadaram, he came as a Brahmana and he became the instrument between Krishna and Rukmini before the marriage. After that, so you know, at that time Krishna has given a word. In Ramavadaram, Krishna has given a word to Valmiki that you will have to wait till Krishnavadaram comes. And in Krishnavadaram, you will become the, you will witness this marriage between me and Rukmini. And this responsibility of this Brahmana was, he is considered to be Valmiki's another expansion or incarnation or whichever you want to call it. that he had come and done this service between Rukmini and Krishna. So it's 9:10, we'll have a short break and we'll continue after that.
Eto darpanam arjanam vamaha davagni nirvapanam shreya kaidava chandriya vidaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandam budhivardhanam pratipada purnamrita swadanam sarvatma svanam param vijayade shri krishna sankirtanam namagari bahuda nija sarva shakti tatrarpida nimida smaranena kala edadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamabhi Turdeva Midrishamiha Janinanuragaham Trunara Vishuni Jaina Tadora Visahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Nathanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavidamba Jagadisha Kamae Mama Janmani Janmani Shari Pavadad Bhaktirahai Duritvai Ainanda Nujagingaram Padidamam Shame Pavambudo Rubayantava Pada Panga Justida Duli Sadrasham Jindaya Nayanam Galada Shudharaya Vadanam Gad Gadarudaya Gira Pulagar Nijidam Gadavabu Tavanama Grahane Pavishadi Iga Idam Nimeshena Chakshusha Pravisha Idam Junya Idam Sarvam Govinda Virahe Nami Ashlishava Padaradam Pineshtumam Adarshanam Marmahadam Karotuam Atadava, the Radulam Bado, Alprana Natasunae Vana Param.
Rukmini's history. Bhishmaga had a wife by name Mahadevi, and Rukmini was the daughter of this Mahadevi. When she was born, she will be married to a person. She was going to be married. Possible that she'll be married to a person with four hands. Chadrubhujaya dadavyam kanyayam bhishmaga. Skandavaranam talks about this. Now you can see, Bhagavadam does not talk about everything about everybody. Only very few things. What is important, what is spoken in the Bhagavadam, we have to be satisfied with that, in the sense that if you want to know the details, you got to go to the other Puranams and look there. Chadurbhujaya dhadavya kanyayam bhuvi bhishmaga. So when Bhishmaga heard this announcement from the sky, that Bhishmaga was very pleased. And when she was born, Rukmini had a tilak there in the forehead, which was made of gold. And that is how this name Rukmini had come to her. Yatha suvarna dilako janmana saha bharata tatasa Rukmini nama brahmane kirtida tada. Skandavaranam skandam says this. So one instance, the king from Chedi, whose name is Dhamakosha, he came to Vidarbha, Rukmini's palace. So she looked after him when he came there. So Vidarbha king Bhishmaga, that means Rukmini's father, mentioned to this Chedi king that my daughter is going to marry someone who had got four hands. And when he said that, Dhamagosha said, who is from Chedi, said, my son Shishubala has four hands, he said. So, and that is how it was decided to give to, that is also an influence in the decision Rukmini has made. Rukmini was 8 years old at that time when this incident happened. Kanya Madhya Rajendra Ashtavarsha Vyajayada Chadurbhujaya Dadavya Vagu Vaja Sharirini Bhishmagasya Vajashutva Dhamagosho Bravididam Chadurbhujo Mamasudas Trishulogeshu Vishuddha Tasayam Diyadam Kanyam Shishubalasya Bhishmaga. How it was, decision was taken. So it is not that Rukmi alone made the decision, there was also this factor behind it. So Shishubala by birth, he had four hands and three eyes. He had. Ke Chedi Rajagule Jada Tracha Yasha Chadurbhuja. In Mahabharatam you will see this story. And when the child was born, when Shishubala was born, Shishubala cried as a baby. And the crying was like a donkey braying. It's like a donkey's way. So when they heard that, the parents got very frightened, seeing the way the child has cried. So they decided to throw him out. They didn't want that child. So at that time, there was another announcement from the sky. What was that announcement? That this boy will not cause you any problem, but sometime when he sits in somebody's laps, he will lose his both the two extra hands, what he has got out of the four. He will lose his two hands and the third eye. In that, and that is what is going to happen. Chinda samudakadayam vagu vacha sharini eshade nirpate putra shri manjado baladiga esyol sange grahidasya bujava padiyav bhav padishyada kshitidale panja shirsha vivarago tritiya medad balasya lalaadastam tu lojanam nimajishyaditam drishtva sosya mrityur bhavishyadi. All these verses are from Sabhaparvam in Mahabharatam. Mahabharatam talks about this child Shishubala. So this unusual child, who Shishubala, when he was born, many kings came to see him, to see this baby. So what the mother did, the mother put the child in their lap, all the king's lap, this baby Shishubala. So at the same time, Shrutashruvasa, that is her mother's name, to see them, Shishubala's mother, Shrutavasa, to see her, Balaram and Krishna also arrived there. Also, they also came to came to Chedi, the kingdom where they came. And when they put Shishubala in Krishna's lap, at that time the two hands fell off. Two hands fell off, and the third eye from the forehead, that also dropped off from Shishubala. At that time, Shishubala's mother, Shrutashravasa, understood that it will be Krishna who is going to kill him. And she asked Krishna that you should not kill my son without any genuine reason. And Krishna gave a guarantee to mother, who Shishubala's mother, Shrutashravasa, that 100 offenses I will tolerate towards me. After that, I will cut his throat. He said, aparada shadam kshamyam maya hyasya pidrishvasa putrasya devatha rahasya mam tvam shoge manakrithaha. Sabhavarvam in the Mahabharatam. The whole history is there, Shishubala's history there. So you can see Rukmini's mother Mahadevi, Skandapuranam says, and also is one of the sisters of Krishna's father Vasudev. So they all have connections to each other, relations to each other. Pidrushvastu priyartham cha Ramakrishna ubhavapi prayayur vishnayas chane vhrade satra balanmida. Harivamsham also talks about this relationship. So they went to Rukmini's marriage, who? Krishna and Balaram, in order to please Shrutashruvasa and also please Mahadevi. Mahadevi. Mahadevi, who is a sister of, because it's a family relationship. They went there for that. So Kumarila Bhatta, he refers about this in Tandravartiyam. He says that, is it proper that you marry the daughter of your uncle's daughter you are marrying? And that is a question. This question comes up there. And Kumarila Bhatta answers that in the in his explanations. He says that Vasudeva Arjunayo Pradeshikta Madula Duhidra Rukmini Subhadra Paranayanam Sakatham Sarvaloga Darshabodhasan Virudhacharam Pravartayashadi Tandravartiyam. Jaimini Sutratil, he says this, that according to the Jaimini Sutram, it is acceptable, it is not against the law. So Rukmi, the brother of Rukmini, he is a disciple of Durvasav. That is also there in this. Rukmi Durvasascha Shishoham Shishoham Rana Shastra Visharada. Durvasas have taught a lot of things to Rukmi, and this is mentioned, Rukmi's this statement is there in the Brahma Vaivarta Puranam as a Rukmi Vakyam, Rukmi talking about. So like this, you can, if you want to know more about their history, you got to go back to different Puranams and start searching there. Brahma Vaivarta Puranam, Brahma Puranam, Skanda Puranam, Padma Puranam, and Mahabharatam, all of them will talk about the background of all this. Srimad Bhagavatam, I have told you before, Saram Saram Samudradam is not interested. The purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is not just propagating stories only. The purpose of Bhagavatam is Yada Paramahamsanam Uninam Amanalpanam, like Kunti Devi says, isn't it? It is Paramahamsa Samhita, that is. The knowledge of the self, that is what the topic of discussion in the Bhagavatam. To get the knowledge of the self, like you will see later on in the Ekadasham, when Krishna talks about that. Shruti Gita, when Shruti Gita, in the 87th chapter, in the 10th canto, when Vedas personified, when they glorify Krishna, you can see how they glorify Krishna. When you see that, you can see if this is what Vedas has got to say about Krishna. Immediately you can understand that the message is more serious than just stories and personalities, what is spoken in the Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam does not give a lot of information about the background of the persons. That if you want to know, you got to go back to other Puranams and you will find from there. So Dhamagosha married this sister of Vasudev, Shrutashravasa, and therefore there is a connection that way. And Rukmini is also Mahalakshmi's another. Tesha Mavraja Kanya, Rukmini Varavarnini, Kamalam Shena Sambhudam, Sarva Lakshana Samyuda. This is from Padmavuranam, Uttarakhandam. There talks about who tells who Rukmini is. In Padmavuranam, he talks about that. So, Rukmi got upset with Krishna. Why? Rukmi became inimical to Krishna because Krishna killed Kamsa. That is, Rukmi is among these Kshatriya kings. All of them have a lot of relationships with each other. And also enmity among each other. It's quite strong among them. Tam dadau na cha krishnaya dveshad rukmi mahabala kamsasya vatasam thabal krishnaya amita dejase. In Harivamsham, this statement comes. How Rukmi got upset with Krishna. So Rukmi's argument was that Bhishmaga wanted to marry Rukmini to Krishna. And Rukmi got upset at that time. And Rukmi says to Bhishmaga that all the wealth in Dwaraka is the wealth what Krishna has got from that Kalayavana, from the Yavana. And the wealth that was stolen from him. And he says to Krishna, Rukmi says to Bhishmaga, that because he is the son of Nanda Maharaj, actually he is not a Kshatriya, instead he is a Vaishya. And also in Brahma Vaivarta Puranam it says that he is also a Parama of the Gopis. Dwarakayam Dhani Krishna Yavanasya Dhanenaja Aho Nandasya Vaishyasya Tasmai Gorekshagayaja Sakshal Jaraya Gobina Gopala Uchishta Bhojine. This is all from the Brahma Vaivarta Puranam. It is in Brahma Vaivartam you will find lot more than, if you want to know the stories and the details of all the persons, you will find lot more in Brahma Vaivarta Puranam than what you can see in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yayadi Shavasam Prishto Gobalo Chishtabhuk Bhavan Jara Asantamayad Bhito Yavana Grad Palaida. In Garga Samhita, there is a Garga Bhagavatam or Garga Samhita. Garga Maharshi wrote Garga Bhagavatam. In that Garga Samhita, you will find this statement that because Yayadi was cursed, that he will never be able to, his descendants will not become the king, emperor. Therefore, Krishna never became a king. And Gopalo Chishtabhuk Bhavan Jarasanta Bhayad Bido Yavanagrad Palaida. That Gopalo Chishtabhojine, he was actually associated with cowherd boys. And he more of like a Vaishya than he is considered as a Kshatriya. So you can imagine why Rukmi was objecting. Rukmi says, we are Kshatriyas. We don't want to marry them to a Vaishya. Why should we marry our daughter to a Vaishya? That is Rukmi's logical position there. So like this, you can go through the Bhagavatam. You will see many interesting things. But our interest is not going into those things. We have to stay to what Bhagavatam is trying to tell us. Our interest is in the Bhagavatam. So here, we are talking about Rukmini's marriage now. Isn't it? So, Krishna told Rukmini to the Brahmana that told Brahmana, I give you my word, and shook his hand. and I will defeat all the kings who are present there, and I will take Rukmini from them, which is a part of me. And Krishna is right, because Lakshmi Mahalakshmi is Mahavishnu's consort. So there is every right for Rukmini should be with Krishna. So Krishna gave this word of commitment to the Brahmana, and the Brahmana left. Brahmana left after that. So who was this Brahmana? Valmiki had come as Brahmana. You will see in Bhagavatam those things are not explicitly mentioned, but in other Puranam you will find the who that person is. Like earlier we spoke about Mujgunda, isn't it? Mujgunda, after all this performance of penances and Krishna directly, personally instructing him, told Mujgunda that this lifetime you won't be liberated. You will have to come back again. And that is why you will see one lifetime Krishna spoke, told this to Mujgunda. So Mujgunda had to come back, and it is that Mujgunda who had come back as a Brahmana, who is Sridharacharya. This is not in the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam not mentions that. This is the conclusion of the great devotee, say that it is Sridharacharya Swamiji who wrote the famous commentary, Sridhariyam, Bhavartha Divika it's called, on Srimad Bhagavatam, that Sridharacharya Swamiji is nobody else than Mujgunda, who had come in his next birth. After that, after Sridharacharya's life, he can go back to the spiritual world. Krishna says that in the, if you look into that verse, you will see Krishna saying this to him directly. He says that Yunjananam, that is in verse chapter 51, you will see 61 verse. Yunjananam abhaktanam pranayabhadi birmana akshina vasanam rajan drishyade punarutidam. Your vasanas have not gone away yet. Vasanas are still there. Vijarasvamahim kamam mayaveshidamanasa astueva nityada dubhyam bhaktirmayanapayini kshatradharmastido jandun avadhir mrgaya divi samahidastapasa jahyakham madhubashrada. Then, last verse, he says, you have to have come back again. Janmani anandare rajan, you have to come back again, one more life. And in that life, sarvabhuda sukhurtama, you will be a friend of all the living entities. Bhutva dijavarastum vai, you will take the birth as a Brahmana. Maam upeshyasi kevalam, you can come back to me. So, from even though it doesn't say like this here explicitly that Sridharacharya Swamiji is Mujgunda himself, great devotees have concluded that it can't be anybody else except Sridhara Swami. So this is how we have to take things from the Puranam. There is no other way. Everything won't be given and written in writing and told us that this is clearly. But Puranam's way of presenting things is little different. That importance is not that who came and who went. That's not the important thing. Important thing is what Krishna has to say to us about this life, what we are supposed to do. That's more important. Like he told Mujgunda, didn't he? What did he say to Mujgunda? He says to him that Mujgunda says, I wasted all my life. As a king, I ruled this planet for so many millenniums or whatever. Then he went to heavenly planets to help the demigods, came back. When he came to know that the lifetime is over, he asked the demigods, I want to get liberated. Demigods told him that, no, you can't. We can't offer you that. So there, yes, and Mujgunda was a great yogi. You know who Mujgunda is, Mandadav's son, isn't it? So the lineage is big. From the solar dynasty is coming, Surya Vamsham. So therefore, here you can see that they say that when Garuda went to heavenly planets and fought with all the demigods there and won over them and brought the nectar in pot from there, similarly, I will bring Rukmini. I'll go and fight there, fight with all these kings, and I'll bring Rukmini from there. Krishna took the vow at that time. And the Brahmana took his bag, left the place. So Krishna says to the Brahmana, when coming this way, you came alone, didn't you? But I'm coming back with you in return. You don't have to go back alone to Vidarbha, to the Vidarbha king. And So Brahmana says, we have to get there by tomorrow morning. We have to come. So Krishna says, held Brahmana's hand and put him into the chariot. And Krishna sat in the chariot. You will see in the 53 chapter, 6th verse.
Aruhya sendanam shaurir dujam aropyator nagai anartad ekaratrena vidarbha nagamadhyai.
Anartad ekaratrena. In one night time, they had to, whole night they traveled and arrived in Vidarbha, Vidarbha kingdom. And they traveled by sky in the chariot. Krishna took them by chariot. So you have to remember that distance was quite far. They had to travel a lot distance. And this is the chariot which has taken Krishna and Arjuna to the Vaikuntha planets, isn't it? But Krishna was not bothered about anything. That Krishna and Brahmana together, they travel by sky, and let Krishna and Brahmana travel by sky. We will go back to the kingdom in Vidarbha and see what's happening there at Rukmini's place. So, the situation there. Seventh verse, you see what says? 53.
Raja Sakkundinapati Putrasnehavasham Gada Shishubala Yaswam Kanyam Dasyan Karmanyakarayat.
Karmanyakarayat. So King Bhishmaga is thinking about the marriage, how to organize it, because arranging for a marriage means a lot of organizing involved. He wanted to make it very big scale. And so naturally, organizing big feast, organizing a big festival, organizing a marriage, decorations, and streets, everything to be decorated, and similarly invitations to be sent to everybody. The whole kingdom, the king's marriage means like that, isn't it? The whole kingdom, everybody gets involved in the marriage. So, in them days, before the marriage, there is loads of ceremonies involved before the marriage. Particularly among the royal families and among the Brahmanas also. Their marriage is not so simple. Many, many days of preparations for the marriage. Lot of satkarma. They will have to perform a lot of sacrifices, homam, yagam, and other things. Japam, dhanam, charity, and other things. So, those who come for to receive those charity, all they have to be offered, big feast. So that means quite a lot of preparations necessary for all these things. And this has already begun for many days in advance. Another thing, Bhishmaga had only one daughter. 5 boys he had, but there's only one daughter. Therefore, he wanted to have that marriage done in a very elaborate way, as lavish as possible. So, you'll see there mentioned, Hiranya Rupya Vasamsi Tilamsha Gudamishridan Pradha Dhenuscha Viprebhyo Raja Vidividam Vara. Raja Vidividam Vara is saying here that Hiranya Rupya Vasamsi Tilamsha Gudamishridan Pradha Dhenuscha Viprebhyo Raja Vidividam Vara. You have to give number of cows in charity. Charity is important, but giving cows in charity was the most common system then. Giving cows in charity. Nowadays, if you give cows in charity, they'll say, we don't want cows, we want cash. They'll say. That is this age. It's like different in that. But them days, cows were the wealth, not cash. Cash was not considered wealth. So, there was no cash as such. So, but Hiranyarupya Vasamsi Tilamsha Gudamishridan. Loads of this sesame seed and other things required, all kinds of grains required for the different sacrifices, and gold particularly. So, all these things are necessary. And just organizing a marriage itself, Bhishmaga did not have to ask anything to anybody because he has sufficient wealth. Who is present there? Rukmini. So sufficient wealth is already there, isn't it? And the people started coming for the marriage. Now you have to look at the people who had come for the marriage. If you see, look at the verse 17, who had all come.
Tatra salyo jarasandho dandavatro vidhurada a jagmu chaidya bhakshiya paundragadya sahasrasha.
All Krishna's enemies listed. Salva, Jarasandha, Dandavatra, Vidhurada, Chaidya, and Chaidya's associates, Paundraga, and thousands of them like that. And what do they? Krishna Rama Adyusho Yata, Kanyam Chaidyaya Santhidam, Yadhi Agathe Harel Krishna, Rama De Yadhubaru Vradaha.
So, by looking at that list itself, you can understand Jarasandha, Dandavatra, Vidhurada, and plus Duryodhana, that party also. And they all arrived early in advance because these Kshatriyas and princes, they don't have anything else to do. Either they are fighting or they are celebrating. There's nothing else. They got a lot of wealth also. And they like to enjoy life. They are not like us. We have neither enjoyment nor... Our life is different, isn't it? We are just happy if we can get a salary somewhere and spend our life living on that salary and finish up our business and go from here. But look at the royalty in their way of life. We look at the lot of things to understand, to look at them and the way of life. That Kshatriya kings and princes and princesses, they were all people with such mind that they enjoyed life. They are not. And in the ninth canto, you will see Shukha Brahmarshi talks about them a lot, isn't it? About the kings. It is not talking about ordinary people. All about the royal families. Why? The reason is this. These kings had some good things also in them. What is that? Although they were very absorbed in fighting and getting married to different princesses and enjoying life in different ways, at some point in their life, they were willing to throw away everything, go to the forest, engage in spiritual life, and go back to the spiritual world. That strength they had. That was their greatness. That was their greatness. So that is why they were called Rajarshi. You can Yudhishthira what he did. When the right time came, he decided enough is enough. That Krishna has gone and I don't have anything else to do. Even though Parikshit was only 16 years old, brought him and put him on the throne and took the crown and put him on his head. Now you manage this empire, whole planet, according to Krishna's instructions, and left the place. Didn't even look back. Dukuvila Valayadigam, it says. Thrown away all the royal attire, everything, and walked and went to the Himalayas for cultivating spiritual life, for self-realization. So they've all done like that. Ambarish did that. Yudhishthira did that. And many others you will see, if you look into the history, you will see how the kings behaved well. So it is, now it is a little different. Whole thing is in a difficult situation now. So, so initially, so all these people who had come, like that listed there, who is that, Jarasandha, Dandavatra, Vidurada and all that, they had a very dear, firm decision inside. They all talked to each other. They said, all these things are not in the Bhagavatam. It is in the Mahabharatam. If you want to understand that side of it. That initially, the decision was to asking, this is particularly about Kshatriyas. Rukmini is a Kshatriya girl. She was given the free option to marry whomever she wants. That means everybody will come and sit, all the princes will come and sit there, and Rukmini will be taken one by one to every one of them, and she will be introduced to them, and she will be given a garland in her hand, like you can see it has happened many times with Draupadi and all that. So when she finds that she wants to marry somebody, she put the garland on that person, and with that the marriage is over. It is decided. That means she has the freedom to decide whom to marry. When that decision was made, and these lot who are come there, they heard that Krishna might come for the marriage, and Rukmini is attached to Krishna. They heard this. In the palace, this is what goes on all the time.
You are thinking that on the palace everybody is chanting Hare Krishna there. No, they are not. Every palace, this is the same story. All the big powerful kings, if you look back, these Kshatriyas and Brahmanas fighting each other for, of course, they work together, Brahman and Kshatram, they have to work together. Vaishya and Shudra is not even in the equation. It's not even taken into it. So Brahmana and Kshatriya fought, Brahmana with their spiritual strength and Kshatriyas to their material strength. This is how the administration went on. So they understood that Rukmini had this desire to marry Krishna, and if we arrive at Swayamvaram, Swayamvaram means this arrangement of giving the choice to Rukmini to marry, then if she, Krishna comes in and if she goes and puts the garland on Krishna, then what do we do? What will happen to us? That should not happen. They decided that. We should get her married to Shishubala. So, therefore, even though we say Rukmini Swayamvaram and all that, Rukmini Swayamvaram generally we will say in the Bhagavatam, decided as Rukmini Swayamvaram, but the marriage happened to be Rakshasam. Kshatriyas have got different ways of marriage. Gandharvam, Paishajiyam, Rakshasam. Rakshasam means like a Rakshasa you marry. You go and kidnap the girl and run away with that. That's what exactly Krishna did. That's why Rukmini's marriage is Rakshasam. It is Rakshasam. So, so they also decided that in the middle of all this, if any fight happens, we will be behind Shishubala. They will arrange themselves in that way. So they have come fully prepared for all these things. And they are all there in the assembly. And Shishubala hasn't arrived yet, because he is the bridegroom, isn't it? So he is getting, organizing himself. He has to get dressed properly for the, and he does not, he cannot sit with these people. But these ones, Jarasandha, Dandavatra, Vidhurada, and Paundraga, and all others, they were plotting this. That in case when Shishubala marries Rukmini, and if Krishna creates any trouble there, we should all get together and support and give all the help to Shishubala to get rid of Krishna from there. So, all these things, how did they come to know? Sri Narada Maharshi goes there and tells them all these things, that the plan is Krishna is going to come. And when he comes, this is what's going to happen. He is going to... Krishna, Narada Maharshi in advance gone and told them that Krishna is coming with Balaram and he is going to kidnap Rukmini, and you be better careful, watch out. Organize yourself properly so that you can fight. And then Narada Maharshi is saying that unless all this is there, what marriage? What's the fun? Narada Maharshi's words. Narada Maharshi is saying marriage is simply husband coming or bridegroom coming, bride coming and putting the garland and going for a feast and going home. No fun. For Kshatriyas it's not interesting. For them there should be a fight after the marriage. There should be a fight. So only then it is interesting. And therefore Narada goes to Jarasandha and says all these things to him. All these things are not in the Bhagavatam, it is in the Mahabharata. It says this. So, and Narada says, next thing is, goes to Dwaraka to organize the feast there for the marriage. Narada says, if there is no good feast, what marriage? He says, marriage means there should be a good fight, and then there should be a good feast as well. So, everything is organized. So, so Jarasandha heard all these things from Narada Maharshi, and Jarasandha felt that Narada Maharshi is talking to me everything, as I am responsible for the whole thing. So, he says to him, Narada says to him, I have heard something else, he says, to Jarasandha. He says, so what's that? Do you know whether invitation has gone to Dwaraka? He says like that. Jarasandha says, this is, Narada Maharshi knows Krishna is coming, but Narada is asking Jarasandha in a very casual way, has the palace sent invitation to Dwaraka? Jarasandha says, I specifically told Rukmi not to send the invitation to Dwaraka. Not to send the invitation to Dwaraka. First of all, they are not even qualified to sit with us and to eat. The Kshatriya's arrogance inside. who is this Krishna and Balaram? They, if they come, they should not be eating with us. That pride inside, that we are all Kshatriyas. And Krishna and Balaram, as far as they are concerned, they are Vaishyas. Isn't it? They shouldn't be sitting with us to eat. So I have specifically told, he says, I have specifically told Rukmi not to send any invitation to that cowherd boy in Dwaraka. So, why did Narada ask his question? Because we don't know what that is. Narada says, but I heard, he says, that there is an invitation there. He's just winding him up. He's winding up Jarasandha to get ready for the, because he wanted this battle to happen. So Narada Maharshi is saying to Jarasandha, but I heard in Dwaraka that there is some invitation, they are coming and all that, he says. Then Narada Maharshi says to him that, just because I told you, don't have to take it seriously, he says. As usual, he says, just because I said, you don't have to believe it, but I heard like this, he said, that somebody has gone from here and invited him to come here. I heard like this, but I don't know the truth, he said. And then Jarasandha says to Sri Narada Maharshi, you know this Bhishmaka, you can't trust him. Sometimes he'll go and do things like that. That it is possible. So when Narada Maharshi said all these things, Jarasandha started doubting. Has anybody gone? Although he has told Rukmi not to send anybody, by chance has Bhishmaka sent anybody there? So he started thinking, he got confused about that. It is possible that some representative personally might have gone to Dwaraka to invite Krishna from there. So all these things, when Jarasandha said like that, Narada Maharshi was happy that he said the job has been done. Now you know what will happen. So many things are going on in the palace and other people have started arriving. It was at that time Shishuvala also fully prepared and arriving at that time. Bridegroom, isn't it? So you have to look at Shishuvala at that time. Golden chariot. He is coming in a golden chariot. And that chariot is decorated with such expensive jewels. It was so expensive jewels on that. And the decorations. And if you can imagine, if the chariot is like that, how Shishuvala will look like with the dress, what he had. Not like us. When we are to marry, we go and hire a suit for a few days. And after that, we return the suit. That is different. This all owned by Shishuvala himself. He didn't go and hire a suit for the marriage. So, and that suit was fully, lot of jewels on that suit. And you can imagine, that's all, just imagine your mind. So, fully covered in gold and expensive jewels, and he has come in the chariot at that time. Also, along with that, accompanying this chariot, number of elephants and horses, all decorated very well. And all the elephants were decorated with golden mask in the front, on their trunk was covered in gold. And then also the chains on the elephants are all made of gold. And some of those elephants had their musk coming out. And the powerful mahouts who were controlling those elephants, whose musk was coming out, that is also spoken there. What they do when the musk is coming out, the mahouts, they will hold the tusk of the elephant to give the assurance to the elephant that, because when they have the musk coming out from the forehead, elephants feel very insecure. And that is why they go destroying everything at that time. They are in a very agitated mood. So to give a reassurance to the elephants, the elephant keepers or the mahouts, they hold the tusk of the elephant at that time. So it was at that time Shishuvala comes there, and then all the musical instruments were played, and almost they have arrived at the entrance gate of the palace. So they got the information. Now they have to go and receive Shishuvala and bring him to the palace properly. And to the palace is big palace, highly decorated everything. And so they all went out. So who were there to bring him in? Duryodhana, Salva, Jarasandha, Dandavatra, And all of them have gone to receive Shishubala from there, and Paundraga Vasudeva, they are all there. And this Paundraga Vasudeva is interesting. You know his story, later in the Bhagavatam it comes. He has no particular concern whether Krishna marries him, marries Rukmini, or Shishubala marries Rukmini. He is not bothered about it. And he has no complaint. Whoever, let somebody marry, what does it matter? This is, Paundraga Vasudeva is like that, because he himself dressed up like Krishna later and demanded from Krishna to give Dwaraka handover to him and Vidhijali. At that time, Krishna was very amused by seeing Paundraga Vasudeva's dressing up like Krishna, and he killed Paundraga Vasudeva and gave him liberation. That means Paundraga Vasudeva dressed up like Krishna, imitating him, Krishna sent him back to the spiritual world to show to us that in this appearance in Krishnavataram, Krishna has shown such unusual mercy to people who had been inimical to him. To Putana, Krishna did the same thing, isn't it? To Akhasura, Krishna did the same thing. They had tried to come and hurt Krishna. But what did Krishna give in return? Gave them to the spiritual world. So to show that, it is mentioned this. So Paundraga, what he likes is, if there is a lot of people and a big assembly, Paundraga likes to be there. Paundraga Vasudeva likes to be there. And so Paundraga comes there, and all he wants is, he should be given a separate accommodation when he goes, and outside it should be written Vasudeva. He wants that name written on his accommodation. So, and who is actual Vasudeva, because he is competing with Krishna to prove who is Krishna. Accordingly, he will dress up also, and the people can come and pay their respects to him, because he considers himself in that category. And he has got disciples also. So you can see in big temples when you go, that there will be people to help you, where to go, which way to go, where to put your cash in the kundi, and where to, like, you will see everything, all these things in the temples in the same way. So anyway, here in Paundraga Vasudeva also has a similar nature. And you will see when they go in the temples, you will see, oh, you pay your obeisances here, or you buy all these things into the temple for the deities, and here you will get the blessing done like this. So let us leave it like that. So let's go to Dwaraka now, what's happening there. So all these things are happening at different places, in different ways. In Dwaraka, what happened was, this Brahmana has come and seen Krishna and gone away. And Krishna has also gone. Balaram had come after that to the palace. When he came back, well, Krishna wasn't there at the palace. So initially he didn't think about it very much. Balaram didn't know anything what was going on. So after some time, Balaram realized that, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna gone? So normally when Krishna goes away, like any important mission like that, Krishna will tell Balaram before he goes away from there. And without telling Balaram, Krishna won't go anywhere. So they are like that relationship with Krishna and Balaram. And without saying, the elder brother, the younger brother won't do anything. And at the same time, this younger brother will do things without even consulting elder brother. He'll get things what he wants to do. He'll do that. Even though the elder brother, Balaram, wanted to marry Subhadra to Duryodhana, because Arjuna wanted to marry Subhadra, Krishna turned the whole thing. Didn't care for Balaram at that time. Everything was organized in such a way that Balaram had to agree, and Krishna did what he wanted to do. Wanted to marry Subhadra to Arjuna and got married. This is the kind of relationship between Krishna and Balaram. In their dealings in this world, you have to take it like that. Do not think that this is all happening in spiritual world exactly like this. Here in this world, because both of them are acting in the human form, they have to show all the kind of things what we do, like ordinary people do in this world. Krishna was also doing that. So, Balaram is saying, where is Krishna gone? So the gatekeepers told him, we saw one Brahmana coming here this evening, about 4-5 o'clock, and they were talking very confidentially something there inside, and we saw both of them getting into the chariot and driving off from here. We haven't seen them since then. So, and they went in the sky. That means it must be very far if they had gone by air. And it looked that, this is all the reports from the gatekeepers. They are saying that by the way they were acting, it looks like that, so it's a very serious affair. So, Balaram asked, who is that Brahmana who had come? So the gatekeeper says, we don't know who they are. We don't know who he is. Then what did they talk to each other? That then they got a bit frightened. Because they said that they were talking in confidence, privately, very much. And suppose they were hiding somewhere and trying to listen what was being talked about. And if it has spoken to Balaram, and if Krishna comes to know about it later, that will cause a problem. Is it not? They'll get a good beating from that. So they very diplomatically answered, we don't know what they have spoken. It's very confidential, he said. But they knew. They knew. Balaram says to them, whatever it may be, you should tell us if you know about it. Because there is nothing confidential for Krishna without my knowledge. Balaram says to them. So what were they talking about? Balaram pushed the gatekeepers. They said, the gatekeeper says, that we saw Krishna holding on to their hand, the Brahmana's hand, and taking some, saying, it is going to be the truth. I'm telling you that I will do it. Some promise like that we heard him giving to the Brahmana, he said. So Balaram thought, if it is like that, the matter is very serious, isn't it? Otherwise Krishna don't hold on to somebody's hand and say to him, I give you the guarantee that it will happen and all that. Because they heard the last words in the Bhagavatam, what says that when Krishna said this to them, what is that? The third verse. That's what the gatekeepers noticed, that Tamana Yeshamunmatya Rajanya Vasadan Mrate Matparananavadyangi Medaso Agnishika Miva. Third verse. Tamanaisha, I'll come and I will take control of the situation. I'll take care of Rukmini. I'll do it. Rajanya Abhasadan Mrade. All this they have noticed. They have noticed. So Balaram asked, what did Krishna say when he was taking this oath? So they said that we don't know the language, what they were talking was different. So Balaram says to them, just tell us what were the words they have spoken. That's enough for me, he said. You don't have to understand the language or anything. Tamana Ishe, we heard saying like this. Tamana Ishe, he says. Tamana Ishe. Tamana Ishe. That they were holding Brahmana's hand and saying, Tamana Ishe. We were saying like that. Tamana Ishe means, I'll bring her here. That was enough for Balaram. Balaram understood the message. He said, so, Balaram closed his eyes and stood there for a few seconds. Balaram doesn't require anything more than this. As soon as he closed his eyes, it is then that the glass was changed. Like in the Bhagavad Gita, you remember? Krishna says to Arjuna, Divyam Dadamide Chakshu Pashyame Yogam Aishwaram. When universal form was shown to Arjuna, Krishna says, I'll change your glasses and now you look. Divyam dadamide chakshu. That divine eyes Krishna has given to Arjuna at that time to see the universal form. Similarly, Balaram has got the same divine eyes. As soon as he thought for a second, he understood what was going on. Only thing is, Balaram will put that glasses only when it is necessary. Balaram, that divyam dadamide chakshu, put it on. And when he looked, what did he see? He saw Krishna and flying with the Brahmana together in the sky, far away. He could see that. He could see that. And immediately Balaram remembered about Vidarbha in that direction. When he looked there, Balaram could see what was going on in Vidarbha kingdom. Jarasandha is there, Dandavaktra, Shishubala, Vidurada, all of them is together there for the there is an assembly going on there. And what was the discussion there? Discussion immediately understood that there is something happening there. That is why Krishna has gone there with this Brahmana, and he also understood what is the topic of discussion, because what has happened now, Sri Narada Maharshi has gone and told them all and lighted the fire there. So that is how all that meeting going on among these people, Duryodhana, Jarasandha, Salva, Vidurada, Pandrava Vasudeva, all of them together, they are having a meeting how to deal with Krishna. So they heard that Krishna is coming for the marriage, and the message has gone to Rukmini. Narada Maharshi has told this to them. So what to be done? What is to be done now? Jarasandha got up and told them that if Krishna comes here for the feast or for the attend the marriage ceremony, we don't have to do anything. This was the decision they have made among them, the kings together. But Jarasandha says that, you know, Krishna, although I lost to him 17 times before, because that time I was not organized properly, but the 18th time I have won, didn't I? So he was putting his credentials to them. He wants to lead the fighting. So we are all together now. We have to think very clearly about this. If they come, first thing what we'll do, if they act in a very not in a dignified way, then we will tie them down, both Rama, Balram and Krishna. And not only that, we will take them to the sea, ocean, and we will put a heavy stone on their body and immerse them in the water. So they will won't come back again. So they're talking to each other like this. Then Jarasandha is saying, all these things what Jarasandha is saying to others, Balaram in Dwaraka is able to hear. That is that Divyam Dadamide Chakshu. Isn't it? Balaram is able to hear everything what is going on there. And Balaram opened his eyes, called the commander-in-chief and told the whole army to come with him and to come prepared for the fight. Come prepared for the fight. And they are, doesn't matter what time it is, if the order is given, they have to be ready. So by now, it is time in the midnight past, about 1 or 1:30 in the morning, early hours in the morning. And these instructions have come from Balaram. All the army people, big army Balaram had, they all got together and they were all ready to go. So, just in the evening, Krishna left with the Brahmana. But by midnight or in the early hours in the morning, all the army is ready to go and fight there. When everyone was ready, they said, Balaram gave the instructions, before sunrise in the morning, we have to arrive in Vidarbha. How Balaram carried the whole army overnight, then a few hours to Vidarbha, that is Balaram's yogic power. Balaram carried them like that. The commander-in-chief says to Balaram, we are human beings, we don't know any how to travel all this long distance. Then Balaram says to him, if it is like that, close your eyes. Everybody close their eyes. So they thought, what kind of instruction is this commander-in-chief says to Balaram? So they all closed their eyes, and Balaram told everybody, have you all closed your eyes? They all said yes. Then Balaram says to them, now you can open your eyes. When they opened their eyes, where are they? They are all in Vidarbha, close to the palace. They have arrived there with Balaram. The whole army has arrived. So when they closed their eyes in Dwaraka, they closed the eyes. When they opened the eyes, they were in Vidarbha. They were in Vidarbha, all through Balaram's yogic power. Balaram had another intention as well. What was that? In Vrindavanam, a similar incident happened. Forest fire attacked them, isn't it? And at that time, all the cowherd men asked for help. And Krishna has consumed the whole forest fire through his yogic power. In an hour's time, ate all the fire, swallowed the whole fire, and saved all the cowherd boys from there. There also Krishna did exactly the same thing. To the cowherd boys, told them to close their eyes, and when they opened their eyes, they were far away from the place where the fire has happened. So that day, Balaram decided, I can also show similar things, it's not a problem for me either. So up to this point in time, Balaram didn't get that opportunity. This was the right opportunity. So, and not only that, Krishna has gone from here without telling me one word about this trip. So what he did was, that has upset Balaram a little bit. Without telling me, without asking for my help, he has gone away from here. That's not right. Balaram felt a little uneasy about that. So let me show it to him what I can do. That is also there behind it. So at least if you have decided the marriage, at least you should tell me about that. And ask for my blessings before he goes there. Abhivadanam. Isn't it? Nothing has been done. Just goes there with the Brahmana without telling a word. And now next time I will see him coming with his wife and tell me, brother, I got married. What kind of family life is this? So Balaram is upset about that. He says, that should not happen. I should know if he is getting married. He also feels he is the eldest member of the family who has to arrange everything. Just like in Subhadra's case also. Same thing happened. So that attitude is also there. So just like, though, there is, Rukmini want to get married. Immediately you run away from here. Take the chariot and go. So what a Kalyana Brahmam. That's a Brahma means a kind of illusion what Krishna has got. So by now, Krishna is also, Balaram is also knows Krishna is like that. So Balaram decided, Balaram arranged, arrived in Vidarbha, and even before Krishna and the Brahmanas arrived there, Balaram and Krishna got there, and he saw Balaram standing there in Vidarbha. We'll stop there today. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. We'll continue tomorrow.